Hey, what's poppin'? It's a new week in the Deals in the D.com studios. The Drew and Mike Show. It's the, well, I guess technically the Sunday skeleton crew, but it's the Monday show with Drew, Mark, and Brandon. And there's just all sorts of things going on, including I am so excited that the government is open.
Yeah.
And
at least for 3 weeks.
What a great success this was.
Yeah.
So much got accomplished. Nobody was inconvenienced. And we've got 3 weeks now to just fine-tune this thing, dot the I's, cross the T's.
Is anybody confident that something will happen in 3 weeks?
No. Why 3 weeks? Why? And by the way, should we not make it illegal to shut down the government? Should that not be a law?
Yeah, it should. I don't know why. I don't know why it is. I think because Congress has to approve it. There's a whole
no
thing
because no one can agree on anything. So it's the final thing you can go to say fuck you, and it's not fair because it doesn't inconvenience the people arguing. All of us settle our arguments. We compromise on a daily basis. Somehow we find a way to muddle through.
And so, like the federal budget ever changes percentage-wise, so it's just a song and dance.
But it was a great success, and I think the public
everyone's
was
happy,
absolutely behind it, and delighted. Big round of applause for everyone.
I'm on pins and needles. When do we get to see the State of the Union now?
Oh, I don't know. Good question. When was it supposed to be?
I thought it was supposed to be. Was it this Tuesday? But she already said no. Not going to be this Tuesday, so maybe it's next Tuesday. I don't know.
By the way, I don't care.
I'm not going to watch
it. What would be in the way of the State of the Union? It's just basically they go to this building.
Yeah, but it's a high security risk.
Boy.
And since the government was closed. Drew, it's a big pissing match.
Whatever.
Who cares?
It's a big pissing match.
I know. And by the way, I really don't want to watch the State of the Union. I've never wanted to watch the State of the Union. It's always so dumb. The whole thing where half the room claps and half sits.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
He lies! That's honestly the most exciting thing that's ever happened. State of a Union address.
I was very excited by that. And then, let's see. Oh, Roger Stone arrested. And, until this morning, it was just sort of like another thing. And then this morning, I was like, oh, God, I guess I better look into this. And I saw this raid on his house, mm-hmm. which was, why did they have people in tactical gear running around in his front yard?
Well, according to the experts, they do that because, and they get them in the morning because they don't want them to destroy any kind of evidence.
Red team, go! Red team, go!
It's also kind of cool that the FBI does that.
I guess. It just looked kind of silly to me.
I mean, you can't have a raid if you just knock on the door at 3 p.m.
But that's what he said.
Exciting.
He came out, when he did his whole Nixon peace sign thing on the steps. He said, if they would have just called me, I probably would have, answered the door.
He probably would have.
By the way, what could he not have destroyed by now? Wouldn't you think with this investigation this far along, anything
I don't know
that could have been destroyed would have been destroyed? But, whatever. They're going to do what they're going to do.
I'm just glad he found a quick T-shirt making company like the mayor of San Juan. Did you see his T-shirt today he's walking around in?
No.
Yeah.
It was a third-person T-shirt. Will you pull it up there, Brandon? We'll put a picture on.
I'm really more interested in this guy's swinging career than anything.
Oh, yeah. Big swinger.
I remember when that story came out in the...
There you go. There's his shirt today.
Roger Stone did nothing wrong.
Exclamation point.
Oh, I'm sure that's going to sell a lot of copies.
It's T-shirt time.
It would have been better if he came out with a new Chris Brown T-shirt that Chris Brown's selling. Have you seen the new Chris Brown T-shirt that he's selling?
What's the new Chris Brown T-shirt?
The This Bitch Lion T-shirt based off of his Instagram. $33, Drew. It's yours.
Is he selling it or is somebody else selling it?
Oh, no. He's selling it.
Okay.
This Bitch Lion.
He's certainly in a righteous position at all times.
Oh, my God. Is he ever? He thinks.
I mean, nobody could ever put out a T-shirt that would make him look bad.
This Bitch Lion Tee. Available now. New Paris edition and original version. So I don't know if he sold them before or not. But
he's a great guy, wrongly accused, and I certainly don't like seeing anybody wrongly accused of anything.
He also released a new song called Who Dis, which talks about sleeping with different women every night. So,
well, that's good timing, I think, in light of what happened. That would be the appropriate response.
Yeah, he bounces back. You got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, he did. He was out shooting a video in Paris, I think, the day he got out. So
great guy.
It's a guy that's not going to be stopped from his good acts, his good deeds.
Can't bring him down.
And he's an artist, of course, always.
Is this the song? Oh, this is awful. Attention, my baby's coming off. I'm going to need everyone to go. Oh, sucks.
I'll listen to more. No, you don't need to wait out. Traffic out here is kind of crazy. More time for me to clean up.
Yeah! More time for me to clean up. There is something shady. Huh? Really seriously, you need to hurry up. If you only knew about the she drives. Huh?
You don't understand, I'm hugging her.
If she comes to the front door, you gotta hide. It's about banging a chick, right?
Yeah, different chick every night.
Who are you?
With a spit?
Yeah, probably not really targeted at me, but...
I don't know, I can see you dancing to this.
If I had a few drinks in me.
I tried to use that phone!
A few other headlines. Let's see. Do we have the spots, by the way?
Oh, balls, no.
I should mention that if there was Facebook, Mesa would be sponsoring it. And Mesa is between 3rd and 4th Street in Royal Oak. Super Bowl party. You might want to call for reservations or stop in. 35-foot screen. Free nacho bar at halftime. Free jerseys. And those are Brady and Goff jerseys, I guess. And Super Bowl swag bags.
They are? Mesa. Brady and Jared Goff? Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. They're probably not the Nike jerseys.
Well, still, though.
Jerseys.
It's not a, you know. I mean, no offense. It's not. It doesn't say Mesa on the back in 69 or whatever. I don't know.
I kind of wondered about that, but we had a meeting Saturday. So. Margarita Mondays with $3 fresh squeeze margaritas. All you can eat Taco Tuesdays. Boy, tacos sound good right now. Open mic night Wednesdays. That's not just stand-up, by the way, if you want to sing, if you have a performance. They do have stand-ups at open mic Wednesdays.
Spoken word?
You can do spoken word. People have done spoken
poetry
word.
Poetry slam?
It's Taco Tuesday.
This thing might be a little more involved than I thought. Some people sing. Some people do stand up. I guess they've had some good luck with it. But they're just building. It's been going on, I think, for 6-8 weeks. Trivia Thursday. Zelf followed up with live local music over the weekend at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. By the way, we're close to 150 different tequilas there.
Wow.
I'll be telling you about that soon.
The tequila made me do it!
And tell them Drew, Mark, and Trudy sent you. You'll get 10% off your meal right on the spot. So there. Probably say Drew and Mike sent you, too. Super Bowl Sunday at Mesa in Royal Oak between 3rd and 4th Street. So there were a couple other headlines I wanted to mention. One was at the St. Louis newscaster who screwed up Martin Luther King. He said, Martin Luther Kuhn, you want to just play it? And this guy has an apology, too, which was not good enough, it turns out. And I thought, oh, common sense is going to prevail. He screwed up a name. Granted, you don't want to screw up. Is anybody going to say Martin Luther King ever again, by the way, on TV?
No, just say MLK. It's hard to mess that up.
But that's disrespectful, isn't it? I mean, that might make someone mad.
So now someone's going to be suspended for
this
that.
This name is the trap. It's the trap door.
Genius of him.
King Jr. Park, the ice rink. I'll count. Look at it. Martin Luther King Jr. Park.
That's the other guy. That's the Raj. Yeah, I don't know if the St. Louis guy is on there.
No, we played it the other day.
Well, yeah,
I know he played his
apology. I just heard it 3 days ago.
Yeah, hold on.
He says Martin Luther Kuhn Jr. Day, I think.
What is that? Is that a racist term?
I just think he screwed up his name.
Oh, you think?
It's there's more of a K in it than a C.
Huh.
But he has taken an indefinite leave of absence now. After the NAACP got involved in this story, and he did apologize. There was an apology online, too. That's not even on there?
Yeah, that is. Mm-hmm.
It's funny, too, because he doesn't have the sound of desperation that I would think you would have. He says someone complained about something he said in the 5 o'clock hour. You know he's thinking, fuck. You think nobody would have heard it in the 5 o'clock hour, and I got to bring it up in the 7 o'clock hour?
Wow, very well spoken and on point.
Yeah.
So, the deal is this is the part that, you know, this story is upsetting to me because I feel like we're picking on the wrong targets here. And obviously, there are people
that's going to solve racism by getting rid of suspending a guy who misspoke.
I thought, you know, in the Rochester case, this is more divisive. This is dividing people. This doesn't help at all.
Yeah.
And then the NAACP in I believe it's a St. Louis chapter says, we don't care if it was an honest mistake or intentional. We want action. Hmm. Now, you got to be kidding me. First of all, to demand action, I think, is irresponsible. You don't know. Do people really believe, and I don't think they do, that this newscaster decided, you know what, I'm going to sneak a racial slur into the King holiday. This is going to be great!
Is that why you have to suspend him? Because now the next person who wants to sneak it in will be able to do it and not be suspended?
You know,
like that's how many moves ahead everybody's thinking. It's like, well, now a clear racist could just sneak a word in there and totally take down the whole race of people.
Just claim that
he did it by accident.
I mean, weathermen are not generally the kind of guys who just try to toss in a racial slur just to see if they can get away with it. Weathermen generally want everyone to like them.
Well, remember now with the advent of social media especially, no one's allowed to ever make a mistake. Period. No mistakes are allowed.
But flubbing a word... I don't know, this is...
...this morning to remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life...
Did it...
It's more like K-U-H-N, like Bowie Kuhn.
Martin Bowie Kuhn Jr.
A special event will get underway this morning to remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life.
That was Kuhn, right?
Okay. If you say so, lady.
Yeah, there's the bus. That's the person in the 5 a.m. hour, I guess, that was angry.
Nice being angry at 5 a.m.
I want to take a moment to apologize. We have heard from a viewer about a mistake I made in our 5 a.m. newscast this morning. In our story about the tribute
watching.
To Dr. King, I unfortunately mispronounced his name. Please know I have total respect for Dr. King, he meant and continues to mean to our country.
Some of my best friends are black.
I love Martin Luther King so much.
I apologize.
Some of my best friends are black. I'm going to go to the Martin Luther King Jr. Monument.
Seconds before this happened.
Back here at home, a special event will get underway this morning to remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life.
That was Kuhn, right?
Oh, lady.
That's right. Apologize.
You know, that word, do you hear that word a lot nowadays, by the way? Now, I'm not saying that, you know, no one says it, but
what?
It seemed like you used to hear that word. Yeah.
No.
No, I don't hear it too often.
Is that the word of choice by racists, though?
I don't know. I really don't know.
No, I couldn't tell you the last time I heard it. Outside of these stories.
Hasn't the N-word just sort of just dominated everything?
Yeah, but you know what? I don't really, outside of rap music and black people saying, I don't really.
No, I don't either, because people are so dreadfully frightened of saying something. I mean, I'm sure, I have a feeling these terms pop out occasionally in certain circles. But
I thought the guy's other apology was really good.
I'm here with you today to apologize and to ask for forgiveness.
That is the most genuine apology.
He sounds very sincere there. Unlike, I'm going to take a moment.
I wanted to apologize also to my partner.
So, you know, like, oh, here's one more apology.
There's no African American. Never mind.
Such restraint from Donald Sterling at that moment.
The other, I think, important headline news for our show is that Ron Jeremy was banned from the AVNs.
Oh, ouch.
Now, Michael Avenatti went with Stormy Daniels, and I was thinking about this. Why isn't he more toxic? He's got this hanging over him that he beat the shit out of his girlfriend.
Great question.
Wouldn't you think the AVNs would ban Michael Avenatti too?
Someone who's actually arrested for doing it?
Yeah, and she's got a restraining order in place against him.
Yeah.
But I guess...
Pretty hypocritical.
Is it that his hatred of Trump trumps his alleged beating up of his girlfriend?
Could Stormy not go there without him?
I don't know. She was accusing him of stealing GoFundMe money 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but then they're cool.
I know. Our shit is cool, good or whatever?
I still think they're banging.
Could
really
be.
Do.
Yeah.
I really do.
Here's, very possible.
Here's a comment from Avenatti.
No, I am not a male escort.
Okay, cool.
Oh, by the way, I was watching those highlights.
You were?
I wish I'd never met him.
I don't know why. I couldn't resist punishing myself by going to his Instagram page and listening to it again.
Yeah.
I'm not playing it. You can choose.
Oh, that highlight, though. That fucking highlight, though.
Weird.
I've really started taking a keen interest in Instagram and look, because I'm just blown away by Instagrams. Like, selfie, 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 selfie.
Oh.
And I can't understand why people are so into it.
There's a new Instagram. I'm sure you follow Demi Lovato.
Of course.
You know, she's...
She's 6 months sober.
Yeah, she has a new Instagram to celebrate it. What? How else do you celebrate 6 months of sobriety?
I don't understand the
other than
business,
bragging about it.
I don't understand bragging about sobriety, by the way. I just, you know, publicly, you know, maybe with your close family and things like that, it's, you know, obviously any reinforcement, but you know what? I used to be a crazed person. I drank my ass up and I was a madman. And for 6 months, I haven't been that person. It just, that's the way I take it. Like, I don't know. I know it's hard. I understand that. Yeah, but
whatever helps you get through it,
I think
I
would
but...
probably keep it among close friends. It's just me.
Hey.
Just saying.
Her 71 million followers are her close friends, Drew. That's what you're missing out here. That's who she really cares about.
Oh, that reminds me. Last night, don't ask me why I was on TMZ or something, and I saw Miley Cyrus's brother, who is...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Trace... What's her name? Cyrus. Trace Cyrus. And he has a different father, by the way. He's her half-brother. And Trace Cyrus is livid because his Instagram, he had a post where his hand is around his girlfriend's neck.
Yeah.
And so Instagram took it down because it's, I mean, you don't want to be choking women.
This dude has great tattoos.
Yeah. His whole upper body, his whole neck is tattooed. I mean,
what does
it
he
just
do
looks
for,
ridiculous. He's in a band. He's in a band.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And, face tattoos, man, all over
face
his
tattoos.
Face.
And he is angry, and he's shaming all the women who are jealous of his girlfriend, and they ought to just work out. they should work out. Actually, read the post. You won't believe the post.
All right.
It's taken down because you're choking a woman, you fuck face.
What's his first name again?
Trace.
That's right. How could I forget such a cool name like that?
Oh, God.
And that was on Instagram?
Yes. There's stories about it. I mean, if you search the guy, there's a million stories about this dope. And he's stupid.
Oh, he's also putting on Instagram all the stories about... you know, him posting it on Instagram.
I see.
Which one am I supposed to look at? The one where, fuck all you jealous girls reporting my pic of my bae, in all caps. Yes. The letter Y, the letter R, so many of you, the letter U, on girls on social media, so jealous of a beautiful woman. If you're not happy with your looks, then fucking do something about it. 3 exclamation points.
No, no more Instagram for you, by the way.
Go to the gym. Learn to do your makeup properly.
What?
Get some cool head tattoos. Find out about fashions that fit your body type.
No.
There's so much that can be done, but don't go hating on my girl because she's hot. There's nothing wrong with the picture I had posted. So many of you miserable girls out there fucking flagged it, so it got taken down. I believe every woman can be beautiful, but jealousy and lack of confidence in yourself makes you all look disgusting.
Wow, he knows. He really understands women. That's so cool.
Hey, stop hating on other girls because of the insecurities you have in yourself. Heart emoji. Go watch my Insta story to see the pic that was removed.
He's got a clothing line, too.
Oh, good for him.
Yep.
What?
Well, first of all...
Southern made, Hollywood paid.
You're choking your girlfriend in the picture. That's wrong. No more Instagram for you. If you don't understand that, after having it taken down, if you still don't get it, no more Instagram. I would say no more pictures for you.
Just
no
go
more
away,
choking
period.
For you. Maybe no more girlfriends for you.
Nobody needs Trace Cyrus in their life.
This is the funniest picture I've ever seen. It's Trace Cyrus, Billy Ray Cyrus holding a bong, and Lil Xan. And there's about a dozen face tattoos between the three of them.
I would like to say, too, I don't think this girl's that hot.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
I thought she had a nice body. No, I don't think she's that hot. I don't
you're right,
think.
You're right. I agree. The body's fine.
I don't think everyone's jealous of her.
No. No. Oh, they're getting married. Did you know they were getting married?
I'm so happy for them.
Literally die.
She said yes.
Oh my God.
I love you.
I'm so literally sad. Die.
You are good shit. And I want to make this legit. I'm still going to pay you, but I want you to stop banging other guys. What do you say?
This part's
wanna be
a
my wife or
inappropriate.
What?
A turd.
Oh boy.
That's him singing along. Oh my God.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm really excited because we're going to do something really stupid. I'm going to try to do more things that are really stupid because I think stupid things are fun. We all love stupid. Our audience likes stupid too. The New England Patriots and Los Angeles Rams are in the Super Bowl. There's a guy named Brian who got a tattoo of the Patriots Super Bowl 53 champs in August. And he, of course, is parading this around as in, look, I'm almost right. I'll be right as of Sunday. There's also a guy with a Rams Super Bowl 53 champions tattoo. Why would you tattoo the Rams? I mean, he's lucky as hell.
Yeah. I've never understood why people do this. You get a little bit of publicity prior to the Super Bowl, but that's it.
You got the tattoo forever. How dumb does that look? First of all, you really want the Patriots, even if they win it? Well, this guy probably does. I'm kind of on Team Brian here.
Brian is kind of a fireball. The other guy, the Rams guy, he's pretty bland and boring.
He's boring as hell. He's going to have a problem with that tattoo, I think. He's going to get it removed. Well, unless the Rams win.
Yeah.
I don't see the Rams winning myself, but we'll see. So anyway, we'll call this guy, and I really wanted to call the guy that wrote that has the science project that proves Tom Brady cheated.
Yeah, that little 10-year-old kid who's getting a lot of love and a lot of hate online.
For blasted on Barstool.
He's actually Mark Fellhauer's arch nemesis.
Can you read the Barstool post? Because Barstool is all over this kid. 10-year-old proved science project. He won a competition proving that Tom Brady cheated.
Oh,
and
please.
He says, I'm going to win the state competition, too. Okay. He's really fired up.
We'll see.
And also, yeah. Daniel
Just
Radcliffe.
Just remember, The Lancet once published an anti-vax article, so.
Did you see that?
I'm sure the competition was tough at a science fair.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Take this fucking 10-year-old down.
Blistered Tom Brady. Blistered him.
Who cares
Hopes
what he has
loses
to say?
The Super Bowl because he had a MAGA hat.
What?
Yes. Apparently, he's 2 years behind in the news cycle.
Radcliffe, you don't even live here.
That was what a lot of the comments were.
Really?
Go comment on people in your country.
Yeah, you're not from
Shut
here.
Up, Harry Potter.
No, he can
comments
never,
were just great.
He can never say anything again because he was Harry Potter.
Why is he talking about the MAGA hat? That was in his locker like 2 years ago, wasn't it, during the campaign?
Yeah.
Or, no, that's more than 2 years ago. Did he just find out about it?
Maybe it's just been bothering him that much.
So this 10-year-old, he puts out the... the science project against Tom Brady.
Oh, that looks ridiculous.
It is Tom Brady.
It proves the
research.
Truth. We all know the truth.
It does go viral, and he did win the competition. And so,
do you have any audio of this youngster?
I don't have any right now. I can look for it. But in response, Barstool, which of
go
course...
Go fucking hang out with the Radcliffe.
Of course, Barstool is based out of
here.
Boston.
Run along back to Dublin and find yourself a bottle to crawl into.
He knows that Tom Brady knowingly cheated. That's what he says.
Yes, he did an experiment.
Okay. All right.
Involves his family and himself throwing footballs that are deflated and also they're fully inflated.
Once again, well, yeah, but on purpose?
Yes, apparently. He says he cheated.
So El Presidente.
He won. He won his contest.
Dave Portnoy, the president of Barstool, he had to respond to this one himself.
Good. Thank you, Portnoy.
Saying,
go blue, by the way.
What a fucking asshole this kid is. And it's not just that he hates Tom Brady either. Everybody hates Tom Brady, but what kind of Fugazi science project is this?
Thank you.
I mean, if I'm understanding this correctly, the entire thesis was based on the fact that this fucking puss arm and his unathletic mom threw the ball longer with deflated footballs. That means Brady cheated. So
yes.
I'm with you, Portnoy.
I think it's puss arm.
Not always with you.
Puss arm, by the way, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Hey, dick face, that's not what Deflategate is all about.
Yeah.
It's balls that were deflated naturally because of the weather. Ideal gas law, ever heard
Duh.
Of it? Didn't think so. So why do you stick with fucking watching cartoons and leave the big boy stuff to the scientists at MIT and Harvard who already proved that Brady was innocent? And the worst part...
Your kids are soft.
...is this kid won his science fair with this fake shit. Who was the judge?
Thank
Roger
you.
Goodell? Such a joke. I hope somebody stuffs this kid in a locker and takes all of his lunch money. I hope Ben Brady and that big old hawk is
what?
Fucks the
what?
Shit out of this kid's girlfriend
oh,
in 10 years.
Kid. What? This kid, Ben.
Jesus Christ.
PBS.
In 10 years, my kid's going to be 9. And if he's anything like me, he's going to need braces for his legs. Because his dick's so big.
The only action Ben Brady gets is making out with his dad. What are you talking about?
Yes. What type of asshole 10-year-old has the name Ace. You should have to earn that name. Only dickhead parents would give their kid that type of a dickhead name. That's how you end up with this type of dick sucking for a fake ass science project.
I have never been so lockstep with an article, opinion article in my life.
I was kind of surprised that, you know, there'd be a hit piece on a 10-year-old. But
oh, come on,
does Barstool, do they get a lot of shit? Because
they get a lot of
shit. But they don't. It doesn't seem to stop them for a half a second, does it?
No, much like Trump, they always seem to avoid major controversy.
Trump does not avoid major controversy.
Oh, because he's president.
This
is a website.
He gets through it. And that's
that's what I mean. You would think a website like this would get the shit knocked out of it.
Oh, they do.
They do.
They get shit.
They persevere. They're still rolling along.
They've been in plenty of battles with ESPN or Deadspin.
It seems like it makes them bigger, though.
Exactly.
It's just interesting to me because, this little editorial is very funny, and I can take it with a grain of salt.
Well, exactly.
I'm not upset about it, but I can see a lot of people going, "Oh my god!" People do.
Really though, I mean,
is Barstool?
I hate this 10-year-old too. But when it comes down to it, do you think he really?
No, I don't.
Of course not.
I can take it all in context, and I understand what Barstool does. Is Barstool anti-Trump?
No, I'd say they're pro-Trump.
Pro-Trump? Okay.
If anything.
Then I'm surprised again.
Well, I think it kind of goes to show you that a lot of the listeners and a lot of their fans, they don't care about this PC culture. Like,
yeah, they're dudes.
They
they're
enjoy
guys.
This type of sports coverage. They make it fun.
I would think there'd be enough soft penises in their audience that this kind of thing would cause great uproar, but maybe I'm...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I hate that I even think about stuff like this, to be honest. I wish I could just read something like this, laugh at it, and laugh some more.
I think it was well written.
I like how Barstool does sports.
I love a lot of stuff. Barstool's constantly coming up, and I generally like what they do, and I don't really have a big problem with it.
I told you before, my problem has been with them. Sometimes things just don't die, which is probably their point.
Oh yeah, they'll beat a dead horse. Are they still beating up on Samantha Ponder?
I'm sure that's never going to go away.
I thought ESPN just made it worse. She made it worse, too, by complaining about Barstool being on ESPN. Here's ESPN has a chance to actually do something a little edgy and interesting, and they...
Yeah.
Samantha Ponder's like... And didn't she get the rap for complaining to the bosses there?
Yeah, she got the rap.
She just puts another arrow on herself.
I don't think she cares.
Well, she obviously cares, or she wouldn't have said anything.
I mean about being having the target on her.
Well, then why'd she complain in the first place?
Because she didn't like some of the stuff they said.
Well, then she cares.
Oh, I just meant about having the target on her.
I think she just wanted to do her little sideline thing. Quietly,
studio host.
Oh, okay.
NFL game day.
Okay. Oh. Oh, excuse me. I'm sure she's, you know, I'm surprised she hasn't made her way into my, my world.
I honestly, this is a whole other topic.
By the way, I was watching Sunday Morning, and I'm watching all the token female in all the shows. And I don't know. I was just kind of like, whatever. I mean, it doesn't really bother me, but it's sort of like, I think really.
Like whom?
ESPN has some. There's like four pregame shows before the pregame
show. That's what I say.
And they all have a female in them now.
Who watches?
And they're all cute.
Who watches those shows?
They're on.
Oh, I know, and they do well. I just don't understand the point of watching NFL pregame.
Wait, does
shows.
The CBS show have? I know you're right. Does the CBS show have a female? I don't think they do. Now that I think about it,
I couldn't even tell you who's
on.
Used to
have the chick that did the weather.
Is Bill Cowher? Oh, Gillian Anderson? No, Gillian. That was the chick from X Files. Jillian Barbery, what happened to her?
I don't know. Good question.
Wow. While she got old. That's what happened.
Yeah, she's not cute enough. While you're looking up Jillian Barbery, though, I will tell you, Gabar and the hottest sales staff in Oakland County want to give you a big shout out for the new year and also for all the great deals going on thanks to the North American International Auto Show, which is winding down, but it's still time to celebrate with Zotford's annual auto show extravaganza, including the insane rebates and the auto show bonus cash. Lease a 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid. Yes, a hybrid as low as $82 a month with zero cash due. You can also lease a new 19 Ford all-wheel drive Escape as low as $131 a month. And if the number one selling truck in America is more your jam, lease the new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $112 a month. Only from DealsInTheD.com and Zot Ford and Holly.
Yeah.
And boy, the pressure's been on ever since Jess took over at Hall Financial. And we're answering the call. We had four tips last week. And I guess we're off, whatever, maybe the pressure released a little bit, I hope, because we've been telling you that David Hall and Hall Financial are the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. I have great confidence in them. They've done it for so many people, and they've done it so well. That's why they have 500 five-star reviews, because they put you first. They're very responsive, and I know that from dealing with them myself. Don't just take it from us, though. If you're going to work with someone in the Metro Detroit area, this is your team, says one of our listeners who got a refi. From start to finish, they were attentive, made the process easy, checked in with me every 2 days, even if there was no news. On top of the elite service, I closed on my home 2 weeks early, which is a frequent remark. Even the sellers were impressed. So go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. If you want a refi, if you want to take money out of your house, if you want to shorten the length of your loan, any reason to get involved in financing a home for whatever it is you want to do, Hall Financial would love to help you out. Click the link on our website, Drew and Mike Podcast, or you can call 248-308-5000, NMLS number 1467435. Jillian Barbary?
Yeah, so...
She was so hot there for... She was doing the weather. I mean, that was kind of... It was a little fluffy for, get a female on the show.
We really needed weather.
They dropped the weather.
Oh, that was for gamblers, maybe. Apparently, right now she has cancer, so that's not fun.
Oh, what? Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Because she posted on Twitter like 2 hours ago having an IV treatment.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. I kind of liked her. I mean, I really didn't know her terribly well, but she seemed like a ball of fire.
Yeah.
Seemed like a fun chick.
I think.
For lack of a better way to say it.
Yeah. So, but she's also a cosmetics ambassador for HSN.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that's going
on. Well, that's... It's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, no, it sucks. It sucks. But
is she coming back to the show? Was she off the show?
No, she was off. On her Wikipedia page, the most recent thing was that she got a divorce. So that's interesting.
Who is she married to?
Anybody
we know?
Back. No, but Barbary comes from her first marriage, which was a baseball player, Brett Barbary.
Oh, I remember him.
I don't remember him at all.
I remember the name.
Grant Reynolds, an actor.
Hmm.
That's who she married. And then divorced in 2014. That was last thing.
Speaking of baseball, we got some cards. Somebody put these here.
Bob left him, Shuttlebauer, from the No BS News Hour.
Pedro Guerrero.
Deion Sanders.
And Pedro Guerrero. It's the wrong Pedro, though.
Oh, it is? Oh.
What? Wait, there's only...
What outfit is he in?
Oh, he's
Cardinals?
He's with the Cardinals, but that's Pedro, the same Pedro.
I know, but I like to picture him as a Dodger.
I do, too.
That's what...
But he played first base for the Cardinals late in his career.
Made it to World Series with them.
Yeah.
With the Cardinals.
Yeah, he was one of their 430 bomb hitters, I think.
But most importantly, he did a lot of cocaine with Juice's girlfriend.
Yes.
Allegedly.
And Juice was trying to turn him into the authorities so they could stop him.
Well, I think it was more to stop her.
Oh,
to find
come
her.
On now. And, don't say that.
When you describe
That's
someone.
That's so rude.
When you describe someone, you describe who they were hanging out with. Pedro Guerrero doing drugs.
Doing drugs. Spent 2 days with Pedro Guerrero doing drugs.
Don't you think Pedro's like, come on, Juice?
I know. How many people know Pedro Guerrero from that? Probably a lot.
They call me Juice.
Take it back. He was in a World Series with the Dodgers, not the Cardinals.
You know, how many double murders have given us as much entertainment as O.J. Simpson?
Oh, well, Menendez brothers. That's pretty good.
I don't know. I think O.J.'s would definitely have topped the Menendez brothers. We'll get to Ted Bundy because the Netflix 4-5-part series is airing. Oh, my God. It is.
Ted, where you at?
True crime is so popular now, and I don't mean popular as in we love true crime. We love the business of true crime, the learning about how these things take place, how these people are caught, what made them do what they did. It's not, I mean, it sounds creepy when you say, oh, I love true crime, but it's a little more than that. Just think it's
everyone likes
fascinating.
Being an amateur detective.
Sure they do. And the Ted Bundy 5-part series, oh, my God, to find out. Well, wait, stand by if you like a tease. We'll find out why was he in Ann Arbor when he escaped. He escaped twice.
Yeah.
This motherfucker is just taking women out. I mean, he killed probably more than 30 women, and he escaped twice.
I mean, really, he escaped more than he escaped custody twice, but he escaped a million times because he was always just jumping that border and getting away from things that were happening in Washington and Oregon and Idaho. And,
but he escaped jail twice.
Yes. Yeah.
He clearly wasn't in Ann Arbor to find a hot chick. I can hear someone making that joke.
And he nailed a chick on death row and knocked her up. He has a daughter on this planet. Yes.
Really? She hot?
Wendy does. No, she's not hot.
In fact, you can't find her anywhere. She's completely scrubbed, and people who have done
bullshit. But she let herself go because Bundy's her dad?
People who have done documentaries and books on Ted Bundy have intentionally not reached out to her because they don't want to put her in the public eye.
Yeah, but you don't want
everyone is so disciplined at not harming someone who doesn't want to be in the public eye.
That's what they said.
We try so hard to follow people's wishes online.
Speaking of people whose fathers are serial killers, that's the next 2020 is on the dumbest named serial killer of all time, BTK. Oh. And I believe the daughter lives in this area.
Really?
I could swear that she does, but they had a preview of it for the they're doing their 30 for 30 type 2-hour documentaries on 2020.
BTK, who gets away with it for years and then decides, I'm so brilliant to get away with this. I'm going to send him a fresh note just to let him know I'm still out there.
I got to say, if you're a serial killer, never send a note, period. You're just giving him more evidence.
Zodiac.
He's the only one.
Period.
Can be done.
But it was weird seeing the preview in the interview with the daughter because she's just like, they knocked on my door and told my dad's a serial killer. Because she had no idea.
No, and he has a dumb, and he's BTK.
She's got a book coming out.
Name.
It is. Bind, torture, kill.
That is the stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
He named himself, right?
Yes.
Dennis Radar.
Dennis Radar.
Did you watch 2020 from last
year? Yeah, I did. I just watched Bundy, though, so it was like, this is small potatoes. Get this off my
TV. Oh, come on. That was great. It was a great 2020.
Who's the kid that got kidnapped by the dude?
Steven Stainer.
Lived with this guy for 7 years, was just molested to no end. So he goes to the police because the guy picks up a new kid because he's 14 now. It's like Jackson. He just turns you loose when you're 14. Like, get out of here. I don't want to be with you. I don't want to play rubber rubber anymore.
Ooh.
So the kid goes to the police, busts the guy, gets returned home. What happens at school? Everyone goes, you're gay!
I could not believe that. Why go back to the same school?
I'm just amazed that at school, they just don't seem to care if you're bullied. It doesn't matter.
No.
If it's 30-19, I guarantee you the same thing would happen to the kid. In 100 years,
you don't think it was different in 1983?
Now? What about the kid that was getting bullied in Tennessee?
Yeah, but his mom once had a Confederate flag or something.
No, deep dives do not change bullying. No, people bully people on Instagram. They bully people on the internet constantly. Bullying is bigger than ever.
I know, but it was just...
Kids are on social media getting bullied regularly, every second of every day.
How weird is that, that he's a hero outside and then he gets to school and everyone...
You find it hard to hide the fact that you're gay!
You probably like showering with all these dudes, huh? Wasn't that one of the taunts?
Yeah, they had a TV movie, and they...
Which, the worst named TV movie.
What was it called?
I know my name is Steven, because his abductor changed his name. But that wasn't even the highlight of the... I guess that was the highlight. But it turns... So he comes home, and his brother's jealous that he's returned home.
Yeah, they showed his brother in the background of the press conference looking with his angry face, and he turns into a serial killer.
Yeah, and he would have gotten away with it if he didn't leave a note. Oh, no, that note, actually, no, he didn't get busted for that one. He just did a terrible...
Got busted at a nudist colony? Yeah.
And never thought they were going to get caught. We caught him.
How weak is it that he's at the nudist colony and he's fully clothed?
And what about that international scout he was driving for a million years, that piece of shit car? It's get a car that's a little more easy to disguise than an international scout. I thought he was hot because he was an international scout.
Everybody mentioned that international blue. No, it was like, blue international
can you stop
scout?
Plugging that fucking car in 2020? Jesus Christ.
That was really funny. What a nut job, though, man. And then when they arrested him, they didn't know. He was just one. They just wanted him as a witness. Because the blue international scout had been spotted near the last murder.
Yeah, and the FBI agent is driving him back to interview him, and he just spills it all.
They bond over Billy Jack.
One tin soldier rides away. Da 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 da.
They bonded over that stupid
the cool scene
movie.
Where Billy checks. What does he say?
Oh God, I can't remember. Because he claimed the murder
hit you as my left foot to your mouth.
That's right. Because the murderer claimed he had never seen the movie, and then he waited till the last second to drop the most famous line from it. Stupid. And these FBI agents had no
what a
idea.
Corny thing to confess over.
I know.
Corniest confession ever, right there.
Well, and the weakest negotiating skills too. Like, I'll tell you everything, but in exchange, I want a pile of kid pornography.
What the? Are you kidding? No, did they give him the porn, by the way?
No, because then they had that expert Brad Garrett on.
Yeah.
And Brad Garrett goes, well, you know, you never say no as a negotiator. You just push it down the ladder. So they're like, yeah, yeah, we'll work on that. Tell us about these murders. So, he's sitting there going, I never got my pile of kiddie porn.
What, so the guy was going to pound off while he confessed?
Yes. As for something a little better than kiddie porn, you loser.
Jesus.
You know, like, what, did he kill 4 people?
Yeah.
And those two guys got arrested for it. And they never told us what happened to those two guys.
That was a freaky story. But again, it just paled next to Bundy. I was like, get this off my TV. What the? How do you think you're going to follow up Bundy with this 2020? Get out of here.
They were hoping you watched that one first.
Come south with Jim and come back with Jim and Tammy or something. Well, something that's a different topic.
Now you got BTK, so next week. So don't watch any Netflix true crime stories.
All right, Prince Philip is sorry. That's important. I meant to get that out at the top today. 8 days of headlines with no apology. Royal family has to have the slowest response team in response team history.
Faster than his wife.
Yeah, no, his wife apologized. Didn't the queen say she was sorry?
Yeah, but after like a... No, I'm talking about with Diana.
Oh, with Diana.
Yeah.
Well, no, they always are. With what's his name? Meghan Markle's dad. Remember they had to have meetings?
Where is he, by the way? Is he over there yet?
I don't know. Good question.
He was supposed to go.
He's probably in a boat.
I wonder how far he is from seeing his grandchild. Wait, his grandchild's not even born yet. What am I talking about?
That's how long it takes.
She's getting shit for touching her bump all the time.
It's really funny.
And Harry, by the way, has supposedly become difficult and aloof since Meghan.
Oh, boy.
Working with him. Wait, no, what's his name? The kid? The redhead?
Harry.
So, okay.
How stupid.
And then, you know, I hate even bringing this up. I saw this is a big story this morning about Bradley Cooper performed with Lady Gaga. They did their fantastic song from A Star Is Born live. And it is so dumb. And the only thing dumber were the comments underneath. About people going, this is the ending of the movie as far as I'm concerned.
I can't hear anything.
He's just wandering on stage. He has nothing to do.
What percentage of the audience is wondering, why is the guy from The Hangover on stage right now?
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world?
Is he really that good?
I don't think so.
Something else you're searching for. I'm falling.
Oh my God.
In all the good times I find myself.
I don't think he's that good.
I don't either.
For change.
Everyone thinks he loves Lady Gaga so much.
Well, he spotted her talent. He was the only one in the room.
It only takes one though, Mark.
That's right.
Thank God it was Bradley Cooper.
I wish I'd never met him.
Now, look at him wandering the stage after this. He's like...
It does lessen the quality of a Gaga concert. Because she's legitimately good.
He doesn't have anything to do. He's just standing there.
If you start beating off.
Looking pensive while she sings. He was also air guitaring for a while.
That's always a great
look.
Why
is he playing guitar? He plays it in the movie. And then he's going to sit down at the piano next to her and put his arm around her like, ooh. I didn't even know he was married. People were referencing his wife. Look at him.
Oh, there's the air guitar.
Awkward. Awkward.
So dumb. Why isn't the air drumming during that part?
Is this song annoying? I find it annoying.
It just exists.
It's a giant song, though. It's winning all the awards. Oh, Bradley's going to sing along. Oh, my God.
She's trying to play piano. Stop bothering her.
They harmonize so beautifully. I think they're in love.
Is that what people said?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
It'll win, though, right? It'll probably win the Oscar.
Oh, I'm sure it will, and everyone will get wet over it.
I am so good at music.
There'll be cushion flipping nationwide. Ugh. I'm telling you.
Ugh.
Sorry. All right, let's call Brian, the Patriot Super Bowl 53 tattoo dude. Cool. But first, people can tell, the Hall Financial Hotline is wide open. Oh, so glad we opened that. Click the link to Hall Financial on the Drew and Mike Podcast website, and they'd love to do a refi for you, take money out of your house, shorten the length of your loan, help you with your new home, your dream home. And also, people keep telling us how much they love Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram because they go above and beyond for their customers, just like all the Zot dealerships. Whenever listeners need something, Jeff Schneider, the general manager, and Thad Zot, the owner, go the extra mile. They'll dive in and do it themselves. They don't just hand listeners off to some Maz type. Just call either location, ask for Jeff Sell. He'll work with you directly during Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's 2019 Auto Show event. They want our people. They want our people. They want them to come back. So you can lease the new truck of the year, the new 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab, for just $169 a month, and Zot will double your Auto Show bonus cash. Because Zot doubles your Auto Show bonus cash, you can lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month. There's also awesome auto show deals on Wrangler at Zot with employee pricing for everyone. That means you don't have to weasel into someone's A plan or whatever. Employee pricing for everyone on the all-new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. No discount number needed. Simply show and get employee price on a brand new Wrangler only at dealsinthed.com. And that's where you find all the prices for everything. Let's see. Where to now? Oh, yes. Those of you in listener land, podcast land, have so many misconceptions about eye surgery. What you do know is you're tired of glasses, contacts, reading glasses, and prescriptions, and those stupid appointments you have to go to, even though, my glasses are good, I don't need an appointment. And you're frustrated because when you take out your contacts, put down your glasses, or forget your reading glasses, you still can't see. That's why Dr. Yaldo, Michigan's most experienced eye surgeon. Each week, many of you get to throw away all that ancient technology and walk out of his office with 20/20 vision or better supervision and begin your new lifestyle free from glasses and contacts. From custom CATS LASIK, the most advanced in the world, to the Rolls-Royce procedure, multifocal lens implants for people 50-plus, Dr. Yaldo has done some 50,000 combined procedures. Here's the bottom line. The evaluation is free. You've got nothing to lose by making the call. 1-800-398-EYES. If you have a fresh health savings account or a tax return coming, use it to change your life. 1-800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And our friends at Adam founded right here in 1988. That's right. When Adam started, gas was 91 cents a gallon. Die Hard was in movie theaters. The American Divorce Association for Men is Adam, dedicated to representing men in divorce and making sure they are treated fairly. Give Adam a call. They can explain the law to you and what can be done to protect your rights. If you become a client, you'll be represented by a firm that has pioneered the concept of fair treatment for men in court. Call Adam at 248-284-4280, 248-284-4280.
Sports Patriots fan is extra confident in a win over the Rams. He already has a Super Bowl 53 champion's tattoo. 53, that's the one we're about to play. And he got the tattoo back in August before the season even started.
And we're now hearing from him about why he's so sure of the Pats' victory. Seven's Matt Rascone has more.
This dude.
It's all about how you finish off.
Does he look
season.
Like Mike Walters?
If the pictures, banners, and enthusiasm aren't enough.
Younger, yeah. The eyes, yeah.
It's not Brian like Walters would be proud to look like this guy. He looks more 100%. Like Mike, I
wouldn't have gotten a tattoo if I didn't believe in it. No, seriously. Like,
there's a resemblance.
We talk about boneheaded things, and I wouldn't have gotten a tattoo if I didn't truly believe in this team.
With the Super Bowl just one week away, the tattoo may not seem like much of a deal.
This guy's really intense.
Now.
Real deal, not colored in. It's not fake.
But here's Brian at the parlor back in August, even before the start of the season.
I know, I do too.
Thanks to this bet over Instagram.
took 10 hours to get 10,000 likes.
Across the country, Rams fan Ooh. Kenneth Dunham had the same idea. Also
listen,
in August.
This tool.
Lucky for him, a coworker agreed to pay for the ink.
Oh, you
it's
puss.
It's there forever. Everybody sees it. It's always going to be there. There's
it's
a great story
boring.
Behind
it. It was zero.
It's not a great story.
Go back to Brian.
Brian
who's the
isn't
dopey
concerned.
Coworker,
what
by the way?
They lose. They're not losing. They're not losing. I
won't
you,
even entertain
it's not a
that.
It's a spoiler.
The diehard family is no stranger to the spotlight.
I predict we hear that it's a spoiler again.
He started the Spike Challenge to help raise money Rock for the Spike. 7 News partner Best Buddies organization, which works with people living with developmental disabilities.
The clown. I can't wait until
it's
he
a bar
hands
stool.
The 6th championship Adele. Over the yeah. Patriots.
Now, after a bit of a rocky season on the road, Brian's confidence in the Patriots is taking him
I
to
I can hang
win.
Out with this guy.
You're going to have ups and downs, but the true ones stay.
I know.
The true ones
it's all Boston
there.
Sports.
Kind
yeah.
of like Brian's loyalty and this tattoo. That he's certain will soon become a reality.
With his tongue out.
They're winning by double okay. digits. So I'm going to say 31-21 Patriots.
Is that Brian's house or his parents' house?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. I think it's his house.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay.
And I'm he lives in with like five other guys that are very similar to him.
Could be.
I got Elvis on my elbow.
You know how old Brian is?
I think he's 27.
Okay. Yeah, he's not a live-at-home kind of guy. He needs his freedom.
Yeah.
Yo, what's going on?
This is Brian.
This is me. This is the Spike King live in action.
All right, Brian. Hey, it's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Just got back from the biggest rally in Patriots Nation history, baby.
Yeah, 35,000 people were there.
Unreal. It was more than Trump's inauguration. we love football. We love sports. I mean, we have a long drought so far. It's been about 3 months since the World Championship in Boston. So we need it.
You know, Brian, I used to – have you ever heard of WAAF?
Yeah, WAAF, yeah.
Yeah, 107.3. I used to work there from 87 to 89. It was Drew and Zip in the morning. And Boston had not won anything then. All people cried about was, oh, my God, the last thing we won was the Celtics. And I don't know, it's probably been 6 or 7 years by then. But it seems like, I mean, between the Red Sox, the Patriots, let's see, when's the last time the Celtics won?
The Celtics was 2008. Bruins was 2011. The Sox was just this year. And the Pats were 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So
wow.
What about
we have it kind of nice. And I know a lot of people out there hate me as a 27-year-old. I mean, I was born into greatness. I was born into greatness, baby. Win, baby, win. So, you know, and I understand that the New England area had some hardships, especially in the Patriots. But
the Red Sox.
Every single year, I look forward to this month, January to February.
Okay, since we're going to talk about Boston and winning, what about a college championship? What about basketball or football? I mean, there's nothing going on around
there. I wish the BC Eagles would step it up. I think like maybe 10 years ago they were in like the March Madness tournament. But you know, we have a great hockey program up here. Don't get us wrong.
Right.
You know,
your
basketball's been good. The Maine Black Bears and BU hockey. Like so, we have a hockey area up here for college sports.
Now the tattoo, is that your first Patriots tattoo?
My first tattoo ever.
My
first tattoo ever on my body.
Okay. And why in August did you do this? Did you have a bet with some guy from L.A.?
No, actually, it was just that I have a friend, Green Runs Deep, that's a big Celtics guy, a big personality. And what happened was after the Patriots lost last year, I said, this team's coming back. This team will be in the Super Bowl next year. And I kind of had that if people have been following me. And all year I've been saying, hey, this team's going to be back there. And he keeps busting my chops saying, you know what? If you think so, why don't you guarantee it? Why don't you get a tattoo? And I feel like that's a little extreme, but we went to a bet on Instagram, and he said if you get 10,000 likes on a post in like within a week, you have to get it. And at the time, I didn't really do that well on Instagram, and I got 10,000 likes in 10 hours. So people wanted to see a tattoo on me, and you know what? I followed through with it. So before August.
What did he have to do since you won the bet?
Nothing, because he's my best friend. I didn't really think that one through. I was just like, there's no way this is going to happen. I don't care. Let's do it. So.
I got to believe one of the low points of the year might have been that unbelievable loss.
It was
loss.
A low point, but we're at a high point right now. We're 1 week away officially.
But they lost to the Lions. They were 1-2 at one time. You had to be a little worried.
I was there for your Super Bowl in Detroit, by the way. I was there for your Super Bowl when they went 1-2. It was devastating on Sunday Night Football, but you know what? I actually came after that game and said, hey, In New England, this is September football. It's okay. You know what happened after that game? The Pats went on a six-game winning streak. They won a six-game winning streak after that.
Yeah, I remember during the season, people were talking about how it's, you know, Brady's old, it's over, and it just didn't seem right. And then at the end of the year, it's like they have 11 wins. They're going to do what they always do.
And you know what? In terms of a couple of things here, Matt Patricia needed that win. You were 0-2 in the Detroit Lions, 0-2, and it's kind of like almost a gimme because the Pats still weren't organized at the time. And I love the media because you're fueling Brady, like you're giving the Patriots some sort of bulletin board material that you want to see them succeed. I think low key, the media wants the Patriots in there because you want to hate them and you want to love them. You want to talk about them, and they draw money, they draw interest, and that's where we are today.
Well, I'm one of those bad people that isn't even a Boston fan, but I still, I've always liked the Patriots. I don't know why. Going back to the Grogan Eason era. I always liked the Patriots.
Yeah, I like that team.
Being a Michigan guy, it's always been Brady. So I get a lot of shit just for liking the Pats. I don't know.
Absolutely, but...
Brian, I got to ask you something. Did you hear about the 10-year-old science experiment that won some competition? It claims he's proven that Brady cheated by deflating footballs. Did you hear about that? Do you have a response?
Yeah, I actually saw the little Barstool thing that El President fought on. Screw that kid. Like, screw him. Like, this guy wants to come out here. And you know what? It's just... He has no idea what he's talking about. His parents probably made it. Somebody that was jealous that Brady probably beat the Colts or something like that in the AFC title game. It is what it is. This little kid wants to come out. You know what happened a couple of days later? Somebody in this local area in New England proved it wrong, and he won his science fair. So just take your little 2 minutes of fame and shove it. I don't care about this little kid. I don't care that you're 10 years old. Like, it is what it is.
What about Daniel Radcliffe, the actor who was saying that Brady needs to put away his MAGA hat. What was he popping on? What was Daniel Radcliffe saying?
Yeah, he was pretty much upset over a hat that, you know, Tom Brady had, 2 years ago in his stall. He's still mad about it.
He was a Trump supporter, and I think that wasn't a good move for Brady. Don't mix politics and sports. I don't think it's a good mixture. And he had it in his locker at the time. And I think Brady, I went to Washington, D.C. when they won Super Bowl 51. I was there, and Brady didn't show up. And I think that was kind of a PR move to say, like, I'm not going to go there. But you know what? Don't hate the man for politics. We all have different opinions. At the end of the day, this guy's just going on the field playing the game. So I think he learned his lesson in a way.
Do you have anything to say to Daniel Radcliffe, though? He's very upset.
Who's Daniel Radcliffe?
Harry Potter.
The guy played Harry Potter.
Okay, buddy.
He was born in England.
You can't even probably throw a football more than 10 yards. You have no say in this conversation, all right? Harry Potter, keep the star you had. Make interesting movies. Yeah, we love growing up with reading the books, but you're nobody. You're going to be a nobody like Macaulay Culkin in a couple of years. Like you had these awesome movies that you were when you're a kid, and when you get older, no one likes you anymore. So it's true. What he's done recently, that's honestly anything that's good than since Harry Potter.
Yeah, I can't say I'm a big fan.
Exactly, nothing. No. So if you can't answer, stop your head.
I know Brady's older than him, and he's still winning Super Bowls. What happened last year, by the way? Why do you think the Patriots are much better off in this Super Bowl than they were last year?
So last year, I will say this: they got outplayed by Philadelphia. You kind of looked over Philadelphia. I get it. Brady lost to a backup quarterback. Nick Foles a couple of years ago, about 2013 or whatever it was, he had like 20-something touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He's a good quarterback. He fits that system. And there's a reason why they were still a number one seed last year. They were never underdogs, that Philly team. They were number one seed in the NFC. You got to look at this, and I'm not making excuses. The Pats lost by one possession. Philadelphia made more plays. The Philly special was amazing. They had that strip sack on Brady last year. And I feel like the Pats overlooked them. On the Patriots side, you didn't have Dante Hightower, who's a vocal leader for that defense. You benched Malcolm Butler, which is a whole different story, but you had Eric Rowe playing and Bozzamati playing, and you didn't have Julian Edelman on the offense too, even though the offense still took care of business and scored 33 points.
That's true.
You didn't have another guy on that offense. So there's a lot of injuries. This is one of the healthiest Patriots teams that we have seen in New England in the last 10 years heading into a Super Bowl, and I don't think anyone's really talking about that.
Brian, any words for Stephen A. Smith, who said the Pats were done in December?
I mean, you know, he can say that. Max Kellerman can say something. Nate Burleson has said that Pittsburgh Steelers were going to go back in October to the Super Bowl. I'm going to say this. I'm going to give them a benefit of doubt. They're on TV. They have to do hot takes at the end of the day. Just like I have a hot take with my Super Bowl 53 tattoo. You know, it's a media-driven at the end of the day. Media-driven at the end of the day, and I understand where they're coming from, but it's you're giving fuel to the fire, and at the end of the day, who's standing tall? The Spike King standing tall with the Super Bowl 53 prediction.
Boy, nobody has ever been Spike ready King. For their time in the spotlight than Brian Babakin.
Brian Babakin.
yeah.
Same
sorry.
I don't care. Like, I'm here. I've been here. I've been done that. Like, it's not like new. And you know what? My 15 minutes of fame, win, lose, or draw on next Sunday, I will still be around. Like, people will still be talking about me going forward. So,
I'm going down
to Atlanta tomorrow, 8 a.m. I'm going down there to Atlanta. I'll be there all week.
We're going to have to call you later in the week.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Can you be our correspondent? Can you be our correspondent during Super Bowl week?
I can try to call in as much as I can. It's going to be a busy week, but I'm always glad to call in and talk to anybody.
We don't have a correspondent at the Super Bowl. We've never had.
Your special correspondent, like a little sneaky thing for you guys.
Love it. Well, plus if you guys are going out and having fun and things are happening in the town, we want to know about that. If you're getting laid or something, I mean, I think that's important for the audience to know.
I mean, I'm just going to tell you my schedule right now. Tomorrow's media day. I will be at the State Farm Arena on Tuesday, the Rich Eisen show. I'll be there. Wednesday's an open day. Thursday, I'm going to be at the welcome party for the Patriots. Friday, I'm going to be going Good Morning America, 6 in the morning. Make sure you tune into that. Then Saturday's the NFL honors. Ty Law's going to go to the Hall of Fame this year, guys. Yeah, and then Sunday's the Super Bowl. No ticket yet for the Super Bowl. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, I don't have a ticket yet. I have to wait on a couple of resources. I'm not going to go out there and spend $2,000 on a ticket.
I have a feeling Brian's going to find
it. Yeah, I think you're going to get into the game somehow.
I will wait to see what happens. You know, and we'll see what ends up happening on Super Bowl Sunday. And then, Monday I fly back because the parade's on Tuesday, guys. So the fall
the parade's on Tuesday.
Play to Boston. We're ready for it.
Wait, so, do you
great schedule.
Do you have a job?
I actually do have a job. That's undisclosed right now, but I have great people that work around me that give me the time off to go out there and make a name for myself.
So what comes first, work or the Patriots?
I mean, both. I mean, the Patriots, this is kind of work at the same time, and it's fun. It's a hobby, and, I mean, they kind of go hand in hand with each other.
Brian, I know you do the Spike King Challenge. Have you ever met Gronk? Because I feel like you'd be a kindred spirit with him.
I have never met Gronk. I know a lot of people say I kind of look like him, and I'm hoping that one day after the season's over that me and Gronk can at least link up for a couple minutes. I'd like to get, like, I would like for him to know who I am truly and what I do, and I feel that we would get along and maybe something could come out of it. So
yeah, give the charity a plug, because that's a great angle here.
Yeah, I mean, I tried doing that in the past, and it didn't work out once, and we'll see what happens again. I mean, everyone, charity, you know, you learn about legalities, you learn about what you can do and what you can't do. He's got the Gronk Nation Youth Foundation, and I might have to do something with that in the offseason.
Competing charities.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I learned about that. You can't mingle them, and you know what? What I love about what I do on social media is I can do something that I believe in. And I'm not a spokesman for somebody. I'm a spokesman for myself. So if I believe in Best Buddies and I believe in Teddy's team, although they can't intermingle, I can do them both. So you kind of learned that over time.
How do we find you on social media? I'm sure a lot of people would love to see your posts during Super Bowl week.
If you just want to find me, it's just straight up Instagram. On Instagram, the Spike King, T-H-E, Spike King. I don't really do Twitter. I don't do Facebook. I just do that. You'll find all my posts, videos there. It's awesome time. You know, you see me, you might make fun of me. I don't care what you call me. At the end of the day, I'm having fun, and I always like to shine positivity on my page for others.
We'll link it on our site.
How many Patriot jerseys do you own?
I'm looking around my room right now, which is kind of funny, my living room. I actually own probably more NFL jerseys outside of the Patriots than I do the actual Patriots.
Did you ever own
right now?
Did you ever own a number 81?
No, I don't. You know, Calvin Johnson was. Megatron was unreal.
I meant a Patriots 81 with Hernandez on the back.
Oh, yeah, all right. I thought you were talking about Detroit. 81, Aaron Hernandez. You're going to see that down at the Super Bowl, by the way. Randy Moss. I have a Randy Moss. But, if you want to see that, you might see it down there.
What? What do you mean?
Aaron Hernandez. AH81.
You have an Aaron Hernandez jersey?
The person that I'm coming with that might have one. So you might have to just stick tuned. That's it. That's Spike King. You got to stay tuned to see what happens, you know? you might see that at the game. So.
All right. Well, listen, we record every time about this time of day for the next day's show. So we'd love to call you somewhere in this window between, 3:30 and 6:30. If you got some time, you know, maybe we'll just try you. If you're not free, you're not. Yep. But if you are, you are. We'd love to keep up with what you're doing down there.
I'll say this off the script here. Like, just give me the call ahead of time. Say, hey, 1 hour. That way I can be ready. I mean, if you guys call me tomorrow at 4:30, I will be inside the stadium, the arena.
Ooh.
The opening night, so I can be like, oh, we're reporting live right now on media night, kind of looking around, no one's here, so, you know, I'm not afraid to do that, so, you know, let's have fun, let's just have fun all week, and it'll be an awesome time.
You know there's already controversy about the Super Bowl with the officiating, right?
Well, let me tell you something about the Saints. I mean, yes, that was a bad call in the NFC title game, and at the same time, Drew Brees had the ball in his hand in overtime, and he couldn't go down the field. He got picked off.
That's true.
I don't want to hear anybody from the Saints complaining because they had a chance to still win that game. That one play didn't really change the game. It might have changed the dynamic of how you're feeling. And the opposite side, I will say this. If Pat Mahomes had the coin flip in his favor, they would have went down and they would have scored. I completely agree on that. I mean, no one was stopping anybody on that side.
Brian, you got to be worried. Absolutely. This guy to be working for Barstool, shouldn't he?
Maybe he is.
You're not working for. Are you working for anyone in terms of media?
No, I don't. And I'm going to tell you right now that what I want to do, and as I'm growing as on a social media, is that I want to eventually work in Boston sports media. That's my end goal, and I'm hoping to. I didn't go for broadcasting or journalism for college.
You don't need
that. Grind.
You don't need it. You got the gift.
I'm hoping that over time that, you know, I'm trying to be more well-spoken and try to come up with good ideas. Listen, I don't know all the X's and O's of the game that a lot of other people do, but I think I have some strong opinions that go both ways that I feel like I can make a statement somewhere. So I'm hustling, I'm grinding, and that's all it is at the end of the day. And hopefully that someone gives me the opportunity to go somewhere.
Well, I want to be the first on record to say that Brian should be doing something with his sports knowledge and
Thank
his
you.
Gift
I,
of gab.
I like that
Still
a lot.
Podcast.
And you know what? I've heard a lot of things that say that podcast is the future. And when the off season comes for, you know, podcasts are here, but when the off season comes for the Patriots, I've grinded all season. That's when I kind of step back for a second, look back at what I did and what can I do to push forward. So I like that you guys are giving me some positivity on that end because it's like, all right, if it's coming from you, then, you know, we're on to something. We're
Absolutely.
Doing something at least.
We're on to something. I've been doing this a long time, Brian, and we will talk tomorrow. Media day.
Absolutely. I'll get you penciled in. I'll get you penciled in.
You got it. You got it. And check.
I see that Detroit, Michigan 248 aerial code come up. I know what's going on.
Okay, right. Brian. Thanks so much.
No, I truly appreciate it. Thanks so much.
This is the number to call you at.
All right, perfect.
Okay.
This is your All cell right. phone?
This is your cell?
This is my I don't know how the fuck you guys got my cell phone number when they guys called in. And I do that simple hello, how's going on? And then he's like, yeah, we're from this. I'm like, how'd you get my number? It is what it is. There's public information out there. I'm not gonna hide. So
hey, when you get your media credentials, you'll know how we did it, and you'll be doing it too.
Exactly. That's where it is. The end game, baby. So
there you
go.
All right, Brian.
Thanks for calling in. I truly appreciate it.
Have fun. Safe travels.
Take care. Thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Keep it up. You got it.
All right,
Brian. Babikin? Babikin?
Yeah. Just Brian. The Spike King.
Spike King. He ought to be doing something with this.
He is.
He's
electric.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
He is. I mean, man, can that guy talk.
And he knows his stuff.
He does. He knows enough. This song.
I love that tattoos are just nothing now.
I know.
Yeah, let's get one and maybe change it later, get it removed.
It's really funny.
We gotta find out where he's at. We gotta send him some swag and maybe he can wear it around down there.
Well, that's a great idea.
Although I'm very disappointed that he just said swag.
And I never liked that term either.
Why is his buddy got an Aaron Hernandez jersey? Well,
I don't know.
I'm sure
for
a
some
lot
reason
of people
it worked.
Did,
that almost
know?
Ground the whole thing to a halt, didn't it?
A lot of people did, but remember, you could turn them in for a different new jersey.
People were burning them. I kind of almost wanted to get his take on Aaron Hernandez, but I said,
not after I found
I
out
don't
his
know.
Buddy had an Aaron Hernandez.
I changed my mind, too.
I almost wanted to get his take on Brady making out with his kid, too, but
I can almost hear his take.
Well, you know, Tom loves his son. We all love our kids, and it gives us a little too long, but, you know, I think he learned something.
Oh, boy. That's okay, great. So did we all watch Ted Bundy on Netflix?
I did not see it.
See it?
I watched it.
I did
it.
See the trailer for the Zac Efron movie that came out.
Ooh. Well, that's done by the same guy.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The same guy did both, which is really strange. They said it was possibly the first time that's ever been done.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you got your major motion film and a documentary, so they are different. It's not like two documentaries like the Fyre Festival.
It looks like it really focuses, the movie focuses on his marriage and kid and kind of conning. Did he get married to a chick?
Well, he got married.
Did he have a kid with her?
What happened is...
On death row, he did.
So
well, besides he ended up, that girl.
He ended up in court multiple times in multiple states, but the final court appearance, he was being tried for the murder of a 12-year-old girl, which was, you know, very different than his other victims. And he had already received the life sentence, the death penalty for the Chi Omega murders. So he's representing himself in court a second time in Florida, and he only calls one witness to the bench, and it's his friend. It's this chick, this supporter, and he's just like, hey, girl, you think I'm pretty cool? You want to marry me? And he basically yep. does a marriage proposal right there in the courtroom. He marries her, ends up banging the hell out of her in prison on death row.
Okay, that's the time.
As a kid.
That's the one. Was her name Kathy? Or I don't know, but that's the... Because it's the time when he's representing himself in court. So,
well, he also interviewed witnesses representing himself in the previous case, and I thought about this when I saw the footage in the Ted Bundy special on Netflix.
Ted, where you at?
Ted Bundy special. The Ted Bundy special's coming to Netflix. I really didn't mean it like that. Where he's got the cop who arrived on the scene, and he wants to know every detail. What did you see when you got there? Which, of course, you would never want to ask a cop if you were defending someone, because he starts describing the gore, all the bloody details, and they believe that he wanted it said because he was getting excited hearing about it.
Ugh.
I know. It was absolutely freaky.
So after here's a little portion where it kind of describes his travels after his second escaped.
This is the excitement where he lands in Ann Arbor, of all places.
Sweet. It could have
been. Almost gets the shit beat out of him.
It jigs up, right?
The police in Pensacola, Florida, stopped a man driving a stolen car and found to their surprise perhaps pleasure, it was
they
Theodore
describe
Robert
how he got across
Bundy,
the country
one of the
here?
10 most wanted criminals in this country.
It was remarkable that Ted was able to elude the police
for
so long.
Look how different he looks in those pictures.
But Ted had that sort of chameleon-like face that could look 100 different ways depending
really
on
does
just
look
the
different.
Angle that you caught him.
There's no Kunan.
He was handsome and smooth talking. That allowed him to do what he did. And Ted told me that after he escaped Colorado, he got himself on a bus.
Through a vent.
Took the bus to Denver. At Denver, got a flight to Chicago. Chicago, he got on an Amtrak train and went to Ann Arbor. And was there to watch his alma mater, the University of Washington, play the University of Michigan in the Rose Bowl.
Michigan lost, I believe.
Wait, did he go there to troll?
He got drunk watching it in a college bar and almost got himself beat to shit by a bunch of Michigan fans. Spent the night in the sanctuary of a Methodist church. Stole a car the next day and got as far as Atlanta, where he abandons it. He then takes a bus to Tallahassee and Florida State University.
Now, he had already, you know, eluded Washington. They were on his radar with the death of six women. They knew that they were looking for a guy named Ted who had his car. They had questioned him. He was about to go down.
How's this and go back to where you left off? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but...
I like that as a serial killer, he's supporting his alma mater. I was telling Brandon before the show, I mean, he's basically their Kaczynski. But then I said he's got nothing on H.H. Holmes. In typical Michigan fashion, I'm referring to something decades old for our own glory.
H.H. Holmes, he was a serial killer, wasn't he?
Yeah, one of a very prolific serial killers.
He went to Michigan.
Made a crazy death house.
They have a building named after him, don't they?
They should.
That was the very opposite end of the country from the Pacific Northwest.
that I disliked the northern climate, but I didn't have the clothing, and it would just be harder to get around.
It's practical.
And to live in a cold climate when you didn't have any money. I didn't know anybody in Florida, and I thought about the likelihood that Florida would north if I said Bundy was
third person
remote.
That's what's so crazy is because after he left Washington and got into trouble in Utah and Colorado, he gets arrested in Colorado. He breaks out the first time, but then ends up getting caught. He breaks out the second time. They just explain he went all over the country. He ends
45 up 45 days he was free.
Ends up in Florida where he does get arrested for these murders. And then he's in court and they're like, who are you? And he goes, nobody. And he just refuses to tell them their name.
I think they were considering bonding him. Ted Bundy, the whole world is looking for Ted Bundy, but it's pre-internet. I'm sure to our Gen Z and millennial listeners are going, I don't even want to watch a documentary pre-internet. They're probably like me with electricity because it seems so stupid. It's like, how is this guy in court? Nobody knows who he is. It's
incredible.
Do you
think the government would have had connected resources like that? Especially for missing people.
They did, but he got pulled over in a stolen Volkswagen, which, by the way, is the vehicle he used when he was killing all these people.
He likes VWs.
Yeah, he likes VW bugs. And he ends up getting in a fight with the cop. He won't give him any identification.
Great.
Gets in a fight with the cop. Gets arrested for resisting arrest, stolen car, etc. And he's trying to get bond the next day. And they're going, who are you? And he says, and he has this fake license with no picture on it because he used to have paper IDs for driver's licenses. And it's in the paper. And the guy, if the guy hadn't gone, hey, that's not me. That's my license. It was stolen. Otherwise, they would have bonded him out.
Wow.
It was only because they got, and they still don't know who he is.
Right. It's amazing how basically state borders, once you cross it, you're free. And there's no communication between any of these police districts and stuff like that.
It's absolutely amazing. This whole thing, I got to tell you, if you're a true crime, if you're just in true crime, you'll find this to be maybe it's one of the best. Interesting, the Ted Bundy special.
This part here is where he's basically cooked because he's busted. And is it the prosecutor?
Yeah, the prosecutor's perp walking him into this hallway. But why did they perp walk him into this tiny little hallway? I don't know.
But you can see Ted, he just doesn't know what to do. In this,
the grand jurors of this county have indicted you for murder.
Tell him, get up.
Gentlemen, I'm not going to be paraded.
Step
out, Mr. Bundy.
He's refusing to come out of the elevator.
What do we have here, Ken? Let's see. Oh, it's an indictment, all right?
He's talking shit to the prosecutor.
You're about for election, aren't you? Mr. Bundy?
You got it, didn't you?
Mr. Bundy?
You told him there you were going to get me.
He said he was going to get me, okay? You've got the indictment.
He's in a jumpsuit.
You're gonna get. Let's read it. Let's go. Theodore Robert Bundy.
Like how he takes orders from Bundy.
Indictment, two counts burglary and murder in the first degree, three counts attempted murder
in
the first degree.
He's clearly shaken.
In the name of and by the authority of the state of Florida, the grand jurors of the state of Florida impaneled and sworn to inquire and true presentment make in and for the county of Leon upon their oath do present that Theodore Robert Bundy on the 15th day of January 1978 in Leon County, Florida, did then and there unlawfully kill a human being, to wit, Margaret Bowman, by strangling and or beating her, and said killing was perpetrated by said Theodore Robert Bundy from or with a premeditated design or intent
but
to effect the death
he's
of
not
said
done.
Margaret
he knows
Bowman,
there's cameras
contrary
around,
to Section 1002
pop off.
Florida statutes. And your grand jurors being present, said court further
this
gives
scene
the
is in the movie.
It wasn't a press conference. It was a staged perp walk by Sheriff Ken Casares to make a big deal out of him arresting and charging Theodore Bundy. Casares in his black suit and his cowboy boots on. It was part political theater, part crime drama.
Said killing was perpetrated by said Theodore Robert Bundy from or with a premeditated design or intent to effect the death of said
just
Lisa
walking around
Lee.
The room.
My chance to talk to the press.
Contrary to Section 78204 Florida statute.
A lot of smirking there.
Right now, and your grand jury being present,
on, people be really
further
pissed.
Gives the court to be informed and understand that Theodore Robert Bundy on the 15th day of January in Leon County, Florida,
when you're done?
Did then and there unlawfully attempt to kill a human being, to wit, Camlin.
It seems to be an issue of whether or not I was innocent or guilty. The issue is now is can we pin it on him? Can we follow through and maintain our reputation as law enforcement officers? The police aren't willing to accept what I think they know, and they know that I didn't do these things.
That is the indictment handed down by the grand jury.
Is that my copy?
No, it is not.
Am I your copy?
We have your copy.
You have the copy.
I have a copy.
How about the capes?
You'll get that.
I got the press. I mean, we've had our chance. We've displayed the prisoner now. I think it's my... I've been kept in isolation for 6 months. I've been kept away from the press. I've been buried by you. You've been talking for 6 months. I think it's my turn now. All right?
We got a court order that there won't be any press interviews.
Sure there won't be any press interviews. You've given them out. I'm gagged. You're not.
Okay. All right. We'll read your
I'll be heard.
Ooh. And you heard some tape of him talking. He talked for over 100 hours to these two guys. By the way, he wore out completely because he's such a fucking
liar.
Oh, they
were so sick of him. Yeah. And plus, they weren't giving him any of the good shit. He never really admitted to any of these murders for all these hours of tapes up until, of course, when death row comes, he tries to weasel his way out and say, hey, I'll tell you about some people I killed if you delay my death.
Right. And they did delay it a couple days, didn't they?
Oh, they delayed it multiple times, but then that final time when he finally decided to spill, they said, all right, no more. There's a huge crowd. They want you dead. We have to go through with it.
Yeah, people are too fired up for your death. Sorry.
Did he rip up that indictment in front of the cameras?
No, he didn't, did he?
I don't think so.
Zac Efron did in the movie.
I think he used it because, of course, he does go on to have just an insane trial where he's firing people. And he has a good defense who's trying to help him. And then as soon as they do things, he's lambasting them in front of the entire courtroom. He's representing himself. And he's not a very good lawyer.
No. Although the judge told him he could have been when he sentenced him to death.
Yeah, that judge had a lot of empathy for him.
I don't know why. I'm amazed how much actual video there was of him.
Yeah, there was a lot of great footage.
Yeah, he was definitely quotable. The Ted Bundy special on Netflix.
Yeah, and I just can't believe that, you know, he's on death row and he's talking about all the drugs he's doing. He's able to nail that chick all the time. They walk in on him. He knocks her up. They have a little family. They take pictures together.
Now, what the fuck was that? It's like, you can't have a family on death row. They've got him, his fucking wife, his baby, and his stepson.
Wow.
It's like, get out of here. No family photos on death row. What is this? And they're bringing in dope for him. He's getting fucked up all he wants. Yeah. He's complaining.
Where was he living? Too much pot.
I need hallucinogens.
Well, he's on death row. I'm not exactly sure where he was. But they did explain that his wife was bringing them in vaginally, where she would pull it out and he would stick it up his butt.
All right.
And that's how he would get his drugs.
She probably stuck it up his butt to get him off.
Yeah. Was her name Liz Elizabeth Kendall? Is that something? Because that's what the movie focuses on.
His daughter is Rose Bundy, but you won't find much on her.
He had girlfriends. One of them in Florida, when they couldn't identify him, he calls his girl collect in Colorado, where he says, yeah, there's going to be some really bad shit in the paper tomorrow.
That was in Florida, yeah.
Yeah, he was in Florida, but she was an old girlfriend who he was jealous of. He sounded like you get real jealous of women.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she dumped him, and they believe that her dumping him is what made him so mad at women. Because he was just jealous of everything. Like, she read a lot. He was jealous of anything she did, basically, that didn't involve him.
Wow.
And he said, he started to speak to these interviewers in the third person. Like,
that's great.
If somebody was going to do this, they would do this. You know, so he didn't have to say, I did.
So he couldn't admit to it, yeah.
But much like Manhunter, he ended up working with FBI and being a great resource for other serial killers.
Yeah.
Because he was able to profile them and say, hey, I'm pretty sure he would do this, he would do that.
Yeah, they would revisit the scene and multiple times. And
wow.
Yeah, it was, the Ted Bundy special, it's great for the whole family.
Where's he rank on your serial killer list?
He moved way up. Yeah. He's probably close
to Gacy?
Could be number two with a bullet. Gacy number one.
It's hard to unseat Gacy.
Yeah.
But at least he passed Dahmer.
But, you know, we didn't have that much tape of Bundy. Now we've got Bundy tape. If we get our Gacy tape, I need to listen to Monday Night Football over again.
When's the Gacy special coming out?
I don't know. I would think, there's so much. True crime is so popular.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much of it's on TV now.
So many times.
And the podcasts are just gigantic.
Yeah.
So, that was quite something. And, you know, There's a lot of.
Hey, when did he work with Ann Rule?
He worked with her, I think, it was politician's office, I believe. That was when he first got in trouble for, I think, wasn't he, what was he doing, Brandon, when he was in the paper? Because he had, I don't know if he had, he'd stolen something from another campaign or something, and he's in the paper. You could tell he was getting off on the attention, even though it was bad attention. He got off on it. He wanted to be somebody so bad.
He got caught listening in to another campaign's strategy meeting.
Yeah.
And so he got in a little bit of trouble for that, but he did do a television interview saying, you know, this is nothing. I can't believe this. He loved the cameraman.
He did.
He just seemed like a weasel all the time, though.
He was. He was a huge weasel. The other thing that's getting a lot of attention, and I think this Bundy thing is getting a lot of attention. I'm hearing from people, and I think it's getting a lot of talk. It's the first thing you get on Netflix, isn't it, right now? The first thing that comes up?
It is like the top recommended
show. Well, yeah, if you watch
show.
As much true crime as you do.
Well, I'm on Brandon's account, so I'm deluded by all the other viewers on the account, which
That's
is
right.
probably about 20 other people.
Yeah, it is kind of weird seeing, hey, you've recently watched this, 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 and this.
Oh, well, wait till Maddie starts watching kids shows and it gets mixed in with a serial killer thing. Believe me, that's what mine looks like.
She'll
right
have
now.
Her own profile. She'll be on the kids version because I don't think those shows pop up.
Mm.
The Michael Jackson documentary was also creating all kinds of activity over the weekend. First of all, they thought that showing it might be a problem. They had all this security there. There were like two protesters. I can't. Who has time to go protest a documentary about a dead person?
It's BS. They made it up.
The other thing that makes me so mad is these people that want to defend Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. He's dead.
Yeah, why?
There's nothing left to prove or disprove. I mean, whatever's decided or whatever the prevailing view is, he's not going to come back to life and have to suffer for it.
No.
And personally, I'm stunned. How many people want to defend him? His music is there. You can listen to it. It's not against the rules. There's no law being broken.
The family, I understand, but the friends?
I don't even understand the family. I think the family knows better
than
anyone.
That family's so messed up, though, Drew.
I know, but I think they know better than anyone.
They could probably be sued again, couldn't they?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
You don't think so?
Maybe. I read something about someone, it might have been Robeson, tried to sue the estate and Michael Jackson Productions, and they said you have to sue a person, you can't sue a company for something that person that has nothing to do with the company. I think that's what they were suggesting. I don't know, it was confusing to me. But here's here's another case, by the way. This reminded me of the Stephen Stainer thing where this guy came out today after the documentary. I don't think he's in the documentary. And he said, I believe he was in Germany when Jackson came over there on tour. And he's like, oh, you're so such a nice boy. Would you please come spend time with me? And he spent weeks with Jackson, who gave him a book of nude pictures of boys right away, of course.
Oh, God.
Begged him to sleep in his bed. And this kid's like, no, I want to sleep in my own room.
Yeah. Allegedly.
And finally, Jackson gets him to sleep. Jackson, by this big line was, please, please sleep in my bed for Michael Jackson.
Ooh, hey, you want to play
person?
With me?
Yeah, third person. Jackson
was notorious for crying to get his way.
Yes. When that kid wouldn't make out with him, he was bawling in that one deposition. You don't love me. So.
Why do you do this to me?
He starts sleeping in the same bed with Jackson. Every time he wakes up, Jackson's all over him.
Oh, gross.
I know. And then he said Jackson called him his rubba rubba boy. Oh, he met him in a jacuzzi. He came into the jacuzzi nude, and he said Jackson called him his rubba rubba boy.
What the fuck does that mean?
I know. I've heard that term from other kids, though, who have a beef with Jackson. Then he goes back to school. He goes back home, goes back to school, and they're like, you're gay. Ha ha. You're with Jackson for 3 weeks. Isn't it funny? The whole world knows this is fucking
gay,
insane
that
he wants nothing but 12-year-old boys in his presence. But everyone, he didn't have childhood. He's just very naive. He's reliving his childhood. It's nothing wrong with it. He's Michael Jackson.
He's very innocent.
He's asexual. No, 40-year-old men do not hang around and have sleepovers with 12-year-olds. They don't, and they can't, and it's wrong. I mean, at a minimum, but how many people have to say this shit went on before these people shut up and stop saying, ah, they want their 15 minutes. They want money.
Totally false.
The two that are featured in the movie, by the way, have one of them, that Wade Robeson, was very successful.
Yeah, he's a dancer.
Until he had a nervous breakdown, which is over the molestation when he was younger.
In defending Jackson, which he obviously thoroughly regrets.
But they use against him now. The Jackson family called him a perjurer.
Oh,
so he was lying.
So it's worse to be a perjurer?
Worse than...
Well, that proves his point. Then
he was lying then, right. Yeah. So when he defended him, he was lying. So yeah, you're right, he's a perjurer, but...
I think he'd take perjurer if it makes them believe what he's saying is true.
And the story, the way it seems to go, is he separates these kids. He wants them to sleep with him. Hey, come with me. You go sleep over there in the guest house. And he turns the kids against their parents. He ends up with them in his little world.
Do you know how he met Michael, Wade Robeson?
Didn't he win a contest?
Yeah, and the prize was to meet Jackson. So is this how Jackson found boys? Like,
find little boys who can dance like me. Let's have Michael Jackson contest in every city we're playing in.
That's really overdoing.
The child will then play with me and spend the night in my bed. That's the reward. Oh, I'll get Jesus juice.
It's really charming.
What the fuck? Look at all the shit going
on. I know, and everyone's like, oh, that sounds like a pretty decent price.
I mean, really seeing the Martin Bashir special, did anyone need to see more than that?
No. It ends right there.
The most loving thing to do is to share your bed with someone.
Yeah, with a 12-year-old boy. You're fucking 40. You fucking kidding me?
And the other kid is, or guy now, is James Safechuck, who he met during that Pepsi ad. Good job, Pepsi. That really messed up a lot of things in that world, because that's where Jackson got addicted to drugs from the Pepsi commercial.
And burned his scalp.
Yeah, because of that. So that's why he got addicted to pain.
You know, aren't you wondering if...
And he meets this kid that he molested.
Aren't you wondering in the Pepsi boardroom and someone going, you know, he's constantly hanging around 12-year-old boys. Yeah, but he...
Allegedly.
He didn't have a childhood. Does this stuff go on? I mean, did people wonder about this?
It wasn't that. Was it that well known when he did that Pepsi commercial?
No, I don't think it was then. But he was fucking weird.
Oh, he's definitely.
He just was
weird.
Starting to get his. You know,
he was starting to relive his childhood.
Yes, he was just starting.
So then he accompanied Jackson on the tour, as well with his mom. His
of
mom
course, because no 12-year-old can just meet him and play video games for a couple hours. They have to spend the night.
He describes his recollection of their friendship turning sexual with Jackson, allegedly introducing him to masturbation.
Allegedly.
He saw it as a form of bonding, and it kicked off what he described as, quote, sexual couple relationship when the two were left alone. They were allowed to share hotel rooms by James' unaware mother. Nice mom.
I know, and people always say, well, look at the parents. No, stop looking at the parents. Look at what this fucking guy did and stop defending him.
Then
and go after the parents, too.
Then they started booking her hotel rooms on different floors from Jackson and the kid. Jackson making sure to prevent any potential discovery.
Not to mention all the, when he's at home, at least, he's got alarms. He's got red lights that will... You know, melt anyone who comes near his room.
James recalls that he woke up on one occasion to find Michael Jackson saying that while he was asleep, he had performed oral sex on him. That's written weird.
Totally
I think
false.
He woke up and Jackson was going down on him. He also told
you
the
wanted
boy,
to go down on me.
It's an acceptable way of experiencing your love, expressing your love. That's what he said.
I know these quotes are just... Oh, God, you just hear him saying these things.
They wanted to go down on me.
When Neverland Ranch was built, it became easier to ensure privacy.
Neverland Ranch, by the way, is that any tip-off at all to anything?
what are you talking about?
Really?
That sounds like a blast. They had roller
coasters. It's a wonderful place for the children.
It is.
Okay,
zoo.
Why don't you build one somewhere else? Why don't you build an amusement park? Why is it in your fucking backyard?
And giraffes and crocodiles and every kind of... Tigers and lions.
Because why are you on the choo-choo train with 50 12-year-old boys? And where are the fucking girls?
I'm the only one that knows how to run it. I lost the manual. I'm the only one that knows how to make it go.
We have super soakers. We have stink bombs.
And then from there, it's to the game room, where they have 19 copies of every game every child has ever wanted to play.
It sounds sick, but it's kind of like when you're first dating somebody, James explains, after listing the many, many spaces at the complex in Neverland where Jackson would allegedly abuse him. Jackson would tell him that his mother's mean and women are evil, pushing him away from his family and further into Jackson, which is that's what Steven Stainer's abductor did.
Yep.
Which it seems ridiculous.
Hey, parents don't want you anymore. Let me call them on this payphone and just make sure.
Calls
them on a payphone.
Now it makes no sense.
Hey, parents don't want you anymore. You're with me.
The kid's just like, oh, okay. I'm 7. I don't know any better. Wade Robeson's family stayed at Neverland after Jackson convinced his mom that he was...
Wait, I don't want to fucking stay at Neverland. Isn't that fucking weird?
Wait.
How awkward would that be?
You're 12. You got a train. As much Jesus juice as you want.
I mean, if I'm a parent.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, I don't think you need my kid for a whole day. And it's kind of weird staying at your house. I don't know you.
The family stayed there first.
Plus, you won't let me hang out with you and my kid.
Yeah, why can't I ride
a train? I don't want to be in a choo-choo train or a merry-go-round.
Unless you can drive it.
Fucking 40 years old.
Jackson eventually convinced the mom to let him stay there for 5 days by himself. You and I were brought together by God, Jackson told Wade Robeson, as he would engage in a number of anal and oral activities with him.
Let's ride the train. Would you like to ride the train with me and start a magical journey? Yes, I would. Mr. Jefferson, you're so awesome. Mr. Jefferson.
Anyone pedophilia out, by the way? I am so tired. And it's not that I don't mean this isn't important and serious, but
yeah.
Oh, my God, between Larry Nassar and R. Kelly and Michael Jackson, it's like, what? I mean, we argue about this stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, it's fucking crazy wrong. And what this guy was doing, hanging out and slumber parties with Macaulay Culkin, I don't care if Macaulay Culkin says, they never did anything to me. No, it's fucking crazy.
It is wild.
Kieran Culkin would sleep on this side. Macaulay Culkin's on this side. His sister's in there. We're all just jamming the bed. And we wake up like
no,
gone.
No, you don't jam the bed. You're 12-year-olds. You're fucking 40.
We have the footage. I have all the footage.
Is that right, Michael?
Where is that
footage?
Do you ever think about how many more there really are?
Oh, I know.
Because look at how many Nassar has. Look how many R. Kelly had.
I know. No, it's positively, this is what he liked to do more than anything, it sounds like.
This is four known for Jackson, if you want to include Macaulay.
Well, what about Jordy? The kid got $22 million.
Well, that's what I'm including Jordy Chandler, Gavin, Wade Robeson, this James guy, Safe Chuck.
And there's then, no way there's only four.
No. So where are the other ones?
If one-tenth of the stuff these people are saying is true, this guy is the most evil motherfucker.
Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, by far. And I wonder when this
I'm not comparing. I'm just saying this is crazy.
When this comes
out.
And
these people ripping these people who are telling these stories.
Do you think more people will come forward when this comes out?
Maybe, because he's dead.
Actually, no. The six ones, the rubber chick, although I guess nothing happened with them other than just sleeping together.
The thing is, you're going to face all this anger. So, you know, I don't know if you really want to come out with it. Plus, I mean, you want to become the guy that Michael Jackson was beating off?
Well, but strength in numbers, if it helps you heal.
And I think, you know, Wade Robeson, from what I read, he sounds like he's sincere, like he wants to help people who've been through this. And,
yeah, but the family says he just wants money.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, he didn't get paid for the documentary, so they can fuck off. And they can fuck off. They know this guy was nuts. The family fucking knows, don't you think? I mean, honestly, if you had a kid that was 40 and every time he came over, there was a 12-year-old kid there, wouldn't you go, what the fuck is going on? What the fuck? Oh, I'm just reliving my childhood. Oh, okay.
Again. Here's the part in the documentary that everybody seems to be pointing at. James Safechuck recalled the mock wedding that he had with Michael Jackson, complete with a wedding
ring. Oh, he's married to him. So he's a widow?
He still has the wedding ring.
Well, then the estate would go to him because gay marriage is legal, right?
He's a widow.
He's entitled to the estate.
Hey, he should file a claim.
Paris and Prince and Blanket are now broke.
He claims Jackson would reward him with jewelry for engaging in sexual acts. It's still hard for me not to blame myself, Safechuck says. The tenderness soon wore off, though.
I really got ripped off on that bracelet. Jesus Christ.
he would show Wade Robeson hardcore porn, which we knew because from the grand jury indictment, he would show it to Prince, too, remember?
Yeah.
Prince, you're missing some good pussy over here.
Oh, my God.
That's a quote. Meaning Wade and James, were slowly phased out of Jackson's life as younger boys were.
Yeah, that's weird that he's so enamored with 12-year-olds that he has to spend weeks and tours with them, and then they're 14, and he just doesn't even talk to them anymore.
Yep.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Wade got replaced in the black and white video by Macaulay Culkin. That's crazy.
Can you imagine the...
And to this day, Macaulay Culkin, as well as who's the Just Go For It guy? Corey Feldman.
Oh, Corey Feldman. So now we're up to what? 7 kids we know.
So
of,
those allegedly. those two, despite.
And was Corey Haim part of it?
Corey too? Said that he showed him pictures of.
But he still defends him.
Penises.
He probably got that same book.
Yeah.
Would you call it his Walt Whitman?
His Walt Whitman. It's like leaves it, of, it's to, his leaves to these of graph. Kids, it's like the women that got the Walt Whitman book from
that's
Bill
gonna
Clinton.
Be, that's going to be an SAT question. Leaves of Grass is to Bill Clinton.
As what is to Michael
the
Jackson.
The boy, a photographic essay is to whom?
Who's the guy defending Jackson now?
Oh, this is a guy named Mark Lester.
Should we buzz him up?
Sure.
And he's just, in the UK, right?
Yeah. Do you have the number?
Yeah, let's wake him up and make him defend Michael Jackson. Oh, we don't have his number?
I'll give it to you. Here's a
let me check.
Here's a piece of what he said on a morning show over there.
Sexual abuse, and it is an awful thing, and there's a lot of stuff that's...
Once again, still defending
still
Jackson.
...come out, not about Michael, but and other people, and that's rightly so. But with Michael, there was a genuine... naivety, and innocence about Michael, which it's very hard
see,
to
he didn't know, Drew.
Explain.
But did you ever talk to him about that and say, look, this kind of naivety and wanting to be around children, you know, it's never, like never land, which is like never growing up. Because did you ever say to him?
No.
Did you ever wonder if there's a reason besides not wanting to grow up, which nobody has that? But who else hangs around 12-year-olds when they're 40?
No one.
No one.
I'd like to point out that this guy spent... And his family spent Christmas with Jackson at Jackson's house.
Why, does he have 12-year-olds?
No, but could you imagine convincing your family, hey, this year for Christmas, we're going to Neverland Ranch to hang out with a guy and his boys, his boyfriends.
He didn't get that. He just didn't,
he didn't understand it, Drew.
What
really,
know,
after paying someone $22 million,
really
he didn't understand that.
They're just being mean to him.
Behave in the manner that he did, having
sleepovers. As his friend, would you not try and make him see that?
It's very funny because when I was in his presence, you can, all that stuff fell away. It was like he was irrelevant.
Yeah, because it was Michael
was,
Jackson.
He was
you were
an ethereal being.
He
was such an innocent man.
But it must have had an effect on him, surely. I mean,
an innocent man. He's going to sleep with propofol every night.
He definitely.
He's so naive.
Deeply disturbed by the 2005.
There's doctors so they can just get him drugs round the clock. Just an innocent guy. Doesn't know shit.
Just an innocent guy driving a choo-choo train around his property.
A friendship that was shattered with this boy that he saved from cancer. Took him into his house.
Michael Jackson saved him from cancer.
Which kid is that?
I believe that's the one from the Bashir documentary.
Okay, so this is after he's paid $22 million to Jordy Chandler. He still doesn't realize that this can kind of go south.
Let me ask you this. You say... that you were a sperm donor for Michael Jackson. And mm-hmm. And you've said, I did give a sperm donation
to Michael.
Can you pause
for a second?
I had 4 children.
I mean, can you imagine someone coming to you, like Bruce Springsteen, hey, man, could I get some sperm from you? Wouldn't you? I mean, personally, I would think, well, what are you going to do with it? Why would you want my sperm?
Hey, I just invited you over for Christmas. Got some of your sperm now? I don't know.
Well, I don't know if I can conceive, and well, I don't know if I want you to have my children. I mean, that's a really.
What?
I mean, just asking.
What if it
someone
was Elvis?
For,
that's pretty. It's pretty flattering. Elvis wants your sperm.
Well, you gotta have something signed.
McCartney.
You gotta have some kind of a document. But you still gotta have something like, look, I gotta get something out of this if you're gonna make my kid.
So weird.
And by the way. Why, you mean to tell me that you can't produce a child, or, oh, is it that you can't, why can't he make, he can't, so Jackson is incapable of making sperm.
Well, that's funny you say that. It's one of the things they talked about.
And he said,
How do you do it?
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Are you fucking kidding me?
What do you mean, how do you do it?
Well, yeah, that's kind of, I think, again, extending his naivety, I think he knew how to do it, but I think he was going on a fact of why I was so fertile.
They manhandled me very roughly.
Oh, why don't you just get off on yourself? So fertile because he's got a few kids. Get over yourself. You're not that fertile. Shut up.
And you weren't the only person here.
Maybe he couldn't get his own sperm out.
See, this arm is as far as I can reach it.
I don't know, 20 people. I don't know. I was quite.
Uri Geller's Uri Geller's sperm. First,
so
too.
I just said, yeah, okay, Michael, whatever.
But was he infertile?
Why is everybody coming to this guy for sperm?
No,
he gave Uri Geller sperm?
Why would he need a sperm?
No, Uri Geller gave Jackson sperm. He said about 20 guys gave him sperm.
A child is born.
Why is it good enough from one guy? How much fucking sperm does he need?
He's basically swimming in
sperm. Sounds to me like he's having sperm milkshakes.
He might be.
And he looks nothing like the kids. Do you think, have your genetics?
What's this guy's name?
Mark Lester.
Mark Lester.
I call him Mo.
So-called biological father is, was, or whatever. You know, Michael raised those children as his own.
But do you look, I mean, it's thought that Paris, there may be physical similarities.
There's no physical similarities in Paris.
Hello? You there?
Hello. I love you.
Looking for my sperm?
Hi, Mark. Can I have some sperm, please? Hello, Michael?
Hello, the person you're calling isn't around right now. When you have finished, simply hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Hello, Mark. It's the Drew and Mike Show calling in Detroit, and we were hoping to talk about Michael Jackson. We know you had a relationship with him, and if you can call back that 248 number. I know, I think time's the same everywhere. Maybe some people think it's a different time. I don't know. It's crazy. Maybe we're a little late. But anyway, if you call us back, we'd love to just speak to you for a few minutes. Thank you. It's crazy.
Can we listen back to it?
Oh, I killed it.
Apparently not.
Sorry. It's my fault. I have one more number if you want to try it.
Oh, who's this?
Yeah. Same guy.
Oh, Mark Lester? Okay. Sounds like he's fired up to talk. He's naive.
If we were brothers,
how do you make sperm?
He would be Mark and I'd be Mo.
Woo-hoo. I keep rubbing my penis. Nothing happens. Woo-hoo.
Totally false.
Mark, that's confirmed. The call's been finished.
Oh, that's him.
I can't let you call right now. Leave your name in the
I think this is his work number.
Please leave your message after the tone. To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
Hey, Mark. This is the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit. We were just discussing the Michael Jackson documentary. And I know you've had some spent some time with Michael.
Yeah.
It was some of the disclosures were very interesting.
Totally that you false. Made.
And we just wondered if you might have a few minutes to talk about your friend, Michael Jackson. I know you spent Christmas with him, which is it's been an exciting place to spend Christmas. Crazy. With all that stuff. Anyway, if you got a few minutes, please call us at the 248 number, and we'd love to hear your observations. It's crazy. Thanks.
My shoulder.
I don't even like this song.
It's not bad. It's, in light of what we know about him, it's awful.
Even Michael Jackson was telling someone
as far as I can reach it.
Can you imagine Michael Jackson going, just beat it, get out of here. Sounds so stupid.
Oh, you don't remember that great dance fight sequence he had with that dude?
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't want to run into this guy in an alley.
I don't, thrilling
so you know
to
he's
me.
Asking you for your sperm.
What time is it? Because I'm hurting.
Thriller sounds like an 80s album to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I don't like the 80s sound when I hear it. Like, Tom Petty does not sound like an 80s artist when he hears 80s
Can
stuff.
We both say it?
But a lot of people do, you know, there's sort of the heavy keyboards and stuff.
I don't think
you wouldn't say that to Tom Petty, would you?
Do you think Billie Jean sounds like an 80s song?
Maybe not. I don't know. So. Maybe I'm just tired of those songs. Maybe I've just heard them too many times. Maybe it's him running around 12-year-old boys.
Yeah, I think that I think that ruined a lot of it.
I think he has some great songs. Those aren't among my favorites, though, that record. I hate the song Thriller.
Yeah, I don't really care for that. You really like that Demerol song that he did late in life.
Yeah, that was a great song.
Fucking Demerol.
I might have sung along with him at the time.
Demerol.
What the fuck was that? This guy. Cut it out, Jackson. How far in are we, Brandon?
About 150.
Okay.
Do we even know when this documentary comes out?
It's on HBO.
Spring.
Yeah.
I want to say maybe April.
Oh.
So.
I don't want to wait that long.
I know it.
Hey, so I was reading about Bezos.
Yeah. Did he get a new vest?
There were no pictures of him in the story. Well, actually, there were, but they weren't recent pictures. I'm sure he had a vest on some of the pictures. But it was a story about what a lousy contributor to charity he is.
Yeah.
And generally, for all the bitching about the wealth of certain, you know, few people who, if you put Gates and Buffett and Bezos and, you know, these five guys, they have more money than, you know, 2/3 of the population put together. Mm-hmm. And it's true and it's crazy. But most of these people are incredibly generous.
Oh, especially
Melinda Gates.
Melinda and Bill.
Melinda Gates.
Well, yeah.
And yes. Warren and his two girls.
Yeah, Melinda Gates gives away Bill's money like nobody.
The Gates family has given away 37% of their wealth. Warren
and they're going to give away more.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett, 36% of his wealth. Michael Bloomberg, 13%. Mark Zuckerberg, 4%. Donald Trump, 3%. Jeff Bezos, 0.09%.
And Bezos, they write about the Bezos Family Foundation. I'm thinking, oh, this must be some giant charitable operation. His parents, this is after Bezos is in the money.
Yeah.
He's not as rich as he is now, but he's a billionaire. His parents started it with a Kickstarter of $20,000. A Kickstarter.
Wait,
they didn't use their own money.
Just a charity?
Yeah. His parents.
And his parents made a shitload of money off Amazon.
They're billionaires because of Amazon. They had kicked in some money into his early company, so they benefited also.
Yeah.
But they started this Bezos Family Foundation thing with $20,000 that was kickstarted.
That's weak.
And then Bezos kicks in some pocket change, $6 million. Ooh. His parents have $30 billion. And they start this thing with Kickstarter. What? Are you kidding me?
Now, didn't Buffett create some challenge for all these rich people? Did he call Bezos and Bezos just,
I don't know.
No thanks.
I don't know what happened with that. Hmm. But most of those guys are amazingly generous. And Gates, I think, didn't he say, my kids are getting no more than $10 million.
Yeah.
Everything else must go when Melinda says. But as far as any new additions to Lauren Sanchez's team photo?
No, there was a story last week, though, about Lauren Sanchez showing up to a restaurant in New York City.
Oh, yeah. And
wanting
and
to be recognized, which I don't know how you...
Yeah, she wants to be the queen of the walk.
I don't know how people read that into her entrance at a restaurant, but okay.
Well, I don't know. It's possible. Paul McCartney was there. Everyone left Paul McCartney to just beeline for Lauren Sanchez.
Right.
I know.
As if anyone knows. Would you recognize Lauren Sanchez?
No,
if she
I would.
Walked into this room. Unless her, I mean, she did that goofy smile, maybe.
Doesn't she sound like she is really just the biggest climber possibly ever?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that she gets dick from, who's the tight end? Hernandez?
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Tony? Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez. And this agent, I mean, these big, tall guys, and then all of a sudden she's into Bezos?
No, doesn't make any sense.
He's totally against type. She's banging his wallet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to that respect, good for her, I suppose.
I know it's.
But everybody's going to see
I
it
don't know
for
what
it is.
Are like, but it sure seems like, boy, she sure seems to go for the next best thing.
Hey, she's a helicopter pilot, self-made.
Oh, you know what's really funny? There was a story about her and Bezos. I think it was Friday. And there was a picture of of her like demonstrating things on the chopper to Bezos.
Yeah, and him pretending to be interested.
Yeah, and he was just dreamweavered completely. I mean, he was just thinking, she's pointing at the helicopter, he's thinking of her pussy. I mean, it was so obvious. You could almost see it on his forehead. It was so distinct.
Well, good for him then.
His giant forehead.
He's so weird.
So they get in the chopper, and I guess they're about to take off. And as multiple commenters pointed out, she was in the co-pilot's seat.
She's not flying.
Because someone wrote up front and said, wait, is it the left or the right that the main pilot's in? And of course, all these pilots leap in. Mike Clark would have been in there in a heartbeat, pointing out that she was in the secondary pilot's seat. I thought it was so funny.
You mean the first officer? Are they first officers?
I don't know. God, I guess so.
Your face is weird looking, man. I still think he could do better than her.
I do too. And she's wearing the tightest clothes ever made.
I was just looking at that picture. That's kind of nice, actually.
Yeah, some yoga.
What do they call that? The sweatpants?
Yoga pants.
Athleisure wear?
The
Lululemon?
The look in front, I mean.
Oh, the camel toe?
Yeah, the camel toe. I mean, this massive camel toe. Her top is just like, it looks like it was painted on.
I know.
The home of big titties and camel toe.
And by the way, her top says, let's fly.
Oh, Lord.
With me in the secondary seat, that is.
Gross. What's he wearing?
Gee, I wonder how often she posts. I wonder how often she posts a picture of herself in a helicopter.
Oh, look at what he's wearing. He pulled his dick out the second they got off the ground, didn't he? Look at those shorts. Like the short soccer shorts.
They mentioned the story that Bezos has a tight top on.
He does. That is a tight top.
It's very tight.
Under Armour.
That's another way to explain that. And very short Umbro shorts.
It's always a top when it's Bezos. It's not a shirt.
Look at him. He looks bizarre.
Bezos, that shirt's too small for you. What are you doing? Why are you wearing a child's small t-shirt?
It's medium. Oh, what a weirdo.
He looks weird without a vest, too.
He does. He doesn't look comfortable.
It's his look.
He needs that hug.
What's the black thing that's going up his stomach? Is his stomach exposed? Is that
Where?
Thing like?
No.
Is he wearing a tank or a crop top?
No. That's her arm in front of him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I see what you saw. Yeah.
I thought the shirt was so small it like left 3 inches between his.
By the time he got in the chopper, he probably pulled it up. So you just dick out.
One wash and it'll be a crop top. I think he has a shadow of a penis painted as an outline on on all his shorts.
Probably stuffs it.
Cut it out, Bezos.
Pants on her, jeez.
I know, nice. My God.
For her. That's pretty hot.
Okay, these Radar Online, is this the 25 greatest celebrity outbursts?
They call it meltdowns.
Okay.
And a lot of these you'll remember. Some of them you'll be like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I don't know why they did it, but I'm glad they did.
Yeah, the first one, they start out number 25 with Farrah Fawcett on The Late Show. I don't think I know what this one is.
Well, this one, she thinks the skyline behind Dave is real.
And I don't know if you want to have a mistake on that show, because he'll point it out and ridicule you to know it.
Oh, this was headline news.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the entire thing, though. Let's see.
She's predominantly the...
She probably didn't have her tequila shooters.
There she's looking at it right now.
Looking out the window.
Yeah.
Oh,
because I've never been here before.
That's right. Your first time here.
So was she bombed like completely?
So
Dave's looking at it now.
Oh, he's so good at not saying anything. Just letting it happen.
I know.
Crowd loved it.
Oh, my God.
Look at how nice you look. Don't you look nice? That's a lovely picture. You look great there on camera.
No, I don't like the way I look.
Oh, boy.
I didn't really know that was a meltdown.
They claim that she was drugged up.
I'm not sure it was a meltdown.
Number 24 is Robert Downey Jr.
Somebody crashed at some stranger's house?
Yeah, it's got to be. He was doing drugs on the set.
It is really strange to think of how gone that guy was and how he seems
he went to prison.
So together now.
Yeah. Same with Rob Lowe.
How long did he go to prison for?
Just for a little while.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
He really redeemed himself thanks to Captain America, really.
And Alan McBeal.
I'm sorry. Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Yeah. Number 23 looks like it's Vanilla Ice.
Okay.
Oh, this is a good one. This is,
I think I know this one.
Volume? They start talking shit about him, so he just shows up. He went down to the studios and showed up. It was all right,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But, where is this?
MTV, an MTV show with Jon Stewart. Get rid of this. And it's funny you give me a hammer. Oh, because I'm MC.
We do not like MC.
Excellent. Let's watch a little bit first.
Oh, let's watch a little bit.
Okay, let's watch a little bit of you, and then you can destroy yourself.
So they were ragging on his video and how stupid it was. So he shows up to go down there and destroy the videotape. You know, kind of, it was kind of the bit. And I guess he just went off and destroyed everything in the studio.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Oh, so he starts swinging?
Yeah.
Is it really a meltdown? It sounds fake.
Well, I don't think it was planned for him to go destroy the whole studio. Now, to that point, I didn't see Steve-O on this list when he destroyed Adam Carolla's set.
Talking about
that.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, sorry, John. Hi, Debbie.
Kendall.
Popcorn for everybody. Sorry about the set there, guys.
That's pretty
weak.
What's the next one?
The next one is Anne Heche.
Oh, another incident of someone just going to someone else's house.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She was all fucked up.
She was found confused and disoriented as she was.
That was a pretty good meltdown.
Was she with Ellen then?
Yeah, I think she was. It was around that time.
It said it's after the split.
Oh.
And she likes Dick again now?
Oh, well, good for her.
Wait, doesn't she have a husband or something?
Yeah, she was married, had a kid.
What I can't figure out, like, her and Lindsay Lohan and Samantha Ronson. That one is weird to me. Like, Samantha Ronson, who's not super cute.
No, she is almost the stereotypical lesbian in that relationship.
Right. So Lindsay Lohan goes absolutely out of her mind over that girl. I mean, how many times were the cops called and they had restraining orders against her? Mm-hmm. Samantha Ronson was hiring security to protect her from Lindsay Lohan. And then all of a sudden she just is like, I like Dick again. I like Dick. I do.
Are you a lesbian?
The next one is Mariah Carey, and this is when she was on TRL.
Oh, this might be good.
I got a present for you.
Okay.
Wait, where am I supposed to stand for this?
Stand? I don't know. What are you doing here is the question.
I'm here. Can you hold this?
Yeah, sure.
I brought your present. It's this
microphone.
Shirt.
See, it says
Loverboy. Yes, of course it does.
It says Loverboy.
What are you doing?
She's promoting Glitter.
Oh, my God.
So she's taking off his shirt.
What are you doing?
Wait, what is she wearing?
Just short shorts.
She have a top on at all?
If you don't have ice cream in your life, sometimes you just might go a little bit crazy.
And that's a metaphor for a lot more.
Do you guys like my shirt?
Yes, we love what you're wearing.
Now, what I remember from this is after this, she went to the hospital for exhaustion, and that's when Mike Clark claimed that she was in the fetal position from diarrhea.
I think she was. I agree with him. That was a good call.
The next one is Michael Jackson, and then specifically hanging the baby
great moment.
Hanging the baby over the balcony.
People made much too much of this.
Great decision, by the way.
Too much of it. Look at him.
Parents do this all the time. This sometimes seems like his fans are a cult.
Yes, they are.
I love you.
He's holding this baby with one hand?
Now, remember, the other perspective was Martin Bashir was on the inside, right? That's
when they were filming right.
When he was feeding.
Wait, is that a fake baby he's holding now?
No, I think it's just like the
blanket.
Yeah.
The actual blanket.
Why is he holding
My beautiful blanket.
Why is he holding a blanket over the ledge?
He's blanket. Michael Jackson, Drew.
I love your blanket. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I'm just curious.
The next one's Winona Ryder, specifically when she was just stealing everything.
She had a nice comeback.
Yeah, she really did. Now on Stranger Things. The next one, Tom Cruise.
This one is awesome. Fascinating.
He's in the building.
Oh, bro.
I love it when
it looks so dumb because he's not with her anymore, too.
Yeah. He's getting down on a knee. Like, remember, he's just like, she's like, what's going on with you? He goes, I'm in love.
So you're a guest on a show. You're not in love right this second.
We've never seen you behave this way before.
I know.
Have you ever felt this way before?
Jumping on the couch. What a weirdo.
I know. And the crowd goes wild. Like, what? That was dumb.
You
doggone.
I'm not going to pretend.
I can see you're not. You know, Katie once told 17 Magazine. Yes.
Has she ever talked about this, Oprah?
I don't know. He's more in love than anyone's ever been.
Well, it's Tom, it's Scientology.
Tom Cruise, yeah.
There he's doing the one knee thing again. He's T-bowing again.
That's why you're here.
He's grabbing her arm.
So weird. What the fuck is going on? He's got each one of Oprah's hands. He's just like shaking her. He keeps doing it.
What?
See, you just had to say her name.
I love the Jerry O'Connell impersonation of this.
But I was receiving a cape, and they.
I'm a hugger, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know what I mean. I give it.
Yes.
So that's what it's like with Steven and I, you know?
Yeah, and when you've been hugged by Tom, you've been hugged.
Everything he does or says is funny.
I know she is here. Katie, I know you're here and you want to. Look, Katie.
She's gonna run.
Katie, just do us the favor.
Look, you never know what I'm gonna do, Katie. That's the point.
Tom, tell her to come out. Tom, tell her.
He's so unpredictable. Why are they cheering her like crazy?
Did you know this was one of the first big YouTube videos?
Yeah, it seems about right time-wise. Yeah.
No, it was. It's like
this is when her. By the way, her family's reporting her missing.
Yeah,
it's when he's chasing.
She can't call home. She went to meet Tom Cruise. And her family couldn't get a hold of her for 17 days. Pretty strange.
Next one's Russell Crowe. He went crazy, fighting around the world.
Right? Smashed somebody's face with a phone or something.
Yeah, followed by Mel Gibson.
Sugar Tits.
Made a nice comeback.
Yeah. Michael.
Wait, is that the Sugar Tits meltdown, or is that the Oksana audio tape meltdown?
Oh, that's right. He should be on
two
here twice.
Entirely different
Sugar
things.
Tits was huge.
This is the Jews.
Yeah, the sugar tits. That's the sugar.
That's sugar tits.
Yeah, well, colloquially known as the sugar tits incident.
The next one's actually Michael Richards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he never really rebounded from this, did he?
50 years ago, you had your own tied down with a fucking fork up your ass.
Lost the crowd with that one.
All right, you see? It shocks you to see what's buried beneath your stupid motherfuckers.
That buried him.
What was it called for?
Bye. No more microphones for you.
Now, this wasn't even the best part in this whole scandal. The best part
Jerry
of this whole
Letterman.
Scandal was
Letterman. Jerry Ann Letterman the next night.
And then Michael Richards. Remember when he apologized via
Stop
satellite?
Laughing. It's not funny.
Via satellite.
Funny. Well, nobody knew. No, not everybody in that Letterman audience knew.
No,
what
they
the
had
hell
no
he was
idea.
Talking.
They're laughing. They think there's a joke coming.
Stop laughing. It's not funny.
I want to see the satellite thing.
Well, now I don't know him well. I've known him a long time. I talked to him today.
let it roll.
And you know, I was extremely upset about it, and he is extremely upset about it. And I asked him if he would come on the show tonight,
mm-hmm.
so that he could explain what happened, because it was just one of those awful
right.
things.
Right.
And I think
that
he's
he
a little mystified about what happened. But I think most importantly, he wanted to.
We have him live via satellite
yes,
from Los
do.
Angeles.
Sorry,
this
do.
Should be Why Michael Richards. Michael, are you
show?
There?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hi, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hi.
How are you doing?
I'm not doing too good.
Yeah. Why don't you explain exactly what happened for the folks who may not know?
The folks.
I lost my temper on stage. I was at a comedy club trying to do my act, and I got heckled, and I took it badly and went into a rage. And said some pretty... nasty things to some Afro-Americans. A lot of trash talk. And
Stop laughing, Drew.
And what were the you were actually being heckled, or were they just talking and disturbing the act?
That was going on too.
Afro-Americans, possibly.
I was. Everyone's laughing at it.
And
it's weird.
I know. I mean, Harry and your audience laugh, you know, and it's. I'm not even sure that this is where I should.
Oh, now every word matters. Now
addressing.
Now he really.
What a mistake it was to come
jokes about, and that's okay, you know. But I'm really busted up over this, and I'm very, very sorry to those people in the audience, the blacks, the Hispanics, the whites, everyone that was there took the brunt of that anger and hate and rage and how it came through, and I'm concerned about more hate and more rage and more anger coming through.
Well, you can't be that worried if you said that stuff.
Not just towards me, but towards.
No, worry about yourself here.
A black-white conflict.
What?
There's a great deal of disturbance
you can't
in this country
this.
And
can't
how blacks feel about what happened in Katrina.
But why is he so worried about everyone else all of a sudden when
what else
he's the one that should be worried? He's the subject, not everyone else.
Orleans, fake! I mean, what else can he really say, though?
Katrina? Is Katrina really the place to go?
No.
For this
you apologize. What else is he supposed to say?
And flip out.
I wouldn't be saying this.
Say this crap. You know, I'm deeply, deeply sorry. And
I like that he's doing it. It's crazy. I can't believe I said that stuff.
The force field of this hostility, why it's there, why the rage is in any of us.
What?
Why the trash takes place, whether or not it's between me and a couple of hecklers in the audience or between this country and another nation.
Michael, let me interrupt here for a second and ask a question
deflection.
About had the people doing the heckling or the people who were not paying attention, had they been white or Caucasian or any other race, what would have been the nature of your response then?
It may have happened. You know, I'm a performer. I push the envelope. I work in a very uncontrolled manner on stage. I do a lot of free association and spontaneous. I go in the character.
But want to cut back on that.
I don't know, in view of the... of the situation and the act going where it was going, I don't know. The rage did go all over the place. It went to everybody in the room. But you can't, you know.
Sounds like you're straining to do some explaining.
Blacks could feel what he's. I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this. I don't. And yet, it's said. It comes through. It fires out of me and. Even now, in the passion and the that's here as I confront myself.
Did you think somehow?
Why, you know what he should have said?
There's
no African American. Never mind. I wanted to apologize also to my partner.
I tried to do that. You don't have the whole thing there with what they're showing everyone. I try to jujitsu that. Try to move. you know, you do that. I got a microphone. I'm trying, but it didn't work out. It was
Let's wrap it up, Richards.
What
happened afterward? Did you talk to the people and apologize to them?
I went out there. I tried. Went out there, and I did talk to some people. I even went back to the club that night to get back on the stage and to work to get back on
not
the horse,
call.
As they say. And I
to show that I was totally unaffected by anything I said.
But I didn't talk to all of everyone. They left. And I don't know how
when you
touch
left,
with those people. And then, of course, they've gone to
they
press.
Don't stay all
as
night.
I think they should.
I mean, the God bless Dave and Seinfeld for trying to help him here, but... He's just
too many words.
I'm here with you today to apologize and to ask for forgiveness.
Boom. That's all you got to do, Richard.
Doesn't come about. I'm sorry that it happened.
And having apologized, is there much more you can do, much more you would like to do?
I just have to do personal work.
What?
Sorry, said
Bruce. I'm still reeling from this. It's just been a few days. I don't know yet.
Jerry, is there anything you want to say to Michael here?
Michael many years, and
stop
I know
talking.
How he works on stage, and none of that
you know who the other victims are in this story? The people that went to Letterman all pumped to see Jerry Seinfeld and got dealt this, got yelled at for laughing, and then were bored to tears by an apology.
Oof, yikes.
That would suck.
Running through them, the next one's Lindsay Lohan, of course.
Yeah, it's still going on.
Oh, yeah. Which one is this?
All of it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
This one kind of stems back to that famous mug shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, rehab. Next one, of course.
Oh, classic.
The syndicated television program Entertainment Tonight obtained this exclusive.
Where is E.T. nowadays, by the way?
Yeah, TMZ buried him.
The video?
We're not going to get alcohol tonight, okay?
What?
You need to promise me you're not going to get alcohol tonight. Okay? Because if you get alcohol tonight, you're fired from your show tomorrow.
It does. I'm hungry.
And the doctor is coming over here in the morning to check your alcohol level. And if you have any alcohol in your system, you're going to be fired from the show. Tomorrow. You hear me? No alcohol.
Okay.
According to Entertainment, lots of
pizza. Alec Baldwin's famous phone message to
Ireland. Yeah, let's hear this.
I feel like his meltdown's still going on.
Hey, I want to tell you something.
Hey, Bob, can you pause for a second? You know, the other day, he was sentenced to one day of anger management. He pleaded guilty to harassment, I think, for the thing at the parking space.
One day of anger management?
Yeah. But that story, I would have thought it was a big story. It really was kind of like I forgot where I saw it, but it was sort of seemed kind of buried. I thought that would have been a bigger story.
Eric Bowie.
I'm speaking to you right now because again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday, and once again, I made an ass.
Let me check to see if mine.
I said the last two meltdowns involved the daughter releasing a tape.
Good volume level. That's unmistakable.
The two.
I'm going to ball and pay someone on the internet to lower the highest volume.
EQ it. He's using Adobe Celema Flare. It's another aspect of it.
You can't hear it. Oh.
To crank up your output volume when you send this out.
Nice yelling at the kid in the middle of a custody battle, you dope.
Well, the next one is Britney Spears. Yeah, that meltdown's still going on, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that
she
umbrella
herself
picture.
In the bathroom with the two kids?
Oh, I thought it was the umbrella picture when she bald.
Yeah, I guess that probably was what started it.
Because she shaved her head to avoid a drug test.
Yeah, which is smart.
But I love that picture with the umbrella where she's attacking the paparazzi.
Genius.
The paparazzi, who, by the way, she took on crazy driving tours all the time just for sport.
With Sean Preston on her lap.
Oh, that's right.
Shit for driving the kid on her lap.
Stupid.
The next one is Christian Bale.
He recovered fine. He's fine.
Am I going to walk around and rip your fucking lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the fuck are you walking right through? Like this in the background. What the fuck is it with you?
Yeah, yeah. Followed by Kanye West and his.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing this again. This is kind of crazy.
Oh, this is terrible quality. I'm gonna have to find a better video.
Oh, the Taylor Swift. Yeah,
it's not that important.
Next,
Amanda Bynes.
Oh, my favorite.
Oh yeah,
my favorite.
Woo. Well, there's some hot pictures of her during the meltdown too. Mm-hmm. Forgot why she was. Why was she nude or topless in one of them?
Show how hot she is.
I remember those.
You're all jealous. She did look.
I thought she looked pretty good in that one. Is she looking fairly normal again, or is she still?
Well, I remember she did that big interview. Didn't she blame Xanax?
That's not going to suffice for me.
I was serious, but I was also on drugs.
Look at that.
This is the one here where she
pretty
had
good there.
Big old rack.
Murder my vagina.
She really just didn't know how to use Twitter, I think.
Well, the funny thing was she kept saying how ugly everyone was.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. It was so random and weird. She was out of her head.
I kind of want that Amanda Bynes back.
Yeah, I miss her too. She was totally nuts. Just nuts.
The next
she set something on fire at her parents' house or something. In the driveway.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
What the fuck?
Funny how big these were for... You know, a month or 2 months or 3 months, and we all forget
about them.
The next one, of course.
Duh. Winning.
Oh, this was massive.
I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
Best
the
meltdown.
Run I was on made Sinatra, Flynn, Jagger, Richards, all of them just look like, you know, droopy-eyed, armless children.
What?
Sorry if I offended you.
It was the gold standard for meltdowns.
But it was
Tiger blood.
It was kind
Adonis
of
Adonis DNA.
It had a positive side, too, though. He was very amusing.
Duh.
Oh, yeah, no, we ate it up. All these we ate
everybody,
up.
Everybody ate it up. Yeah. It was like, he's the coolest fucking guy ever.
Wow, winning.
Remember it started from the Dan Patrick Show interview?
Yes.
When he got kicked off of Two and a Half Men?
Can we play that interview or a little bit of that interview?
Oh, boy, if it's still around.
He was awesome.
But then every day there was a new interview.
I know.
And then he started putting out stuff himself.
And it was so cool. It was like, he's going on tour and everyone's going to buy a ticket because he's nuts.
God, that show was the best, worst show I've ever seen.
It was.
Star of Two and a Half Men. Inspirational speaker.
Did you see he just celebrated a year of sobriety?
Really?
Yeah, which means when we talked to him, he wasn't sober.
Dan, how are you?
Wait, let me hear that voice again.
Yeah, I sound like Demi Moore in her 80s. What's up with that? Jesus.
How'd you lose your voice?
What?
Well, you know, I went back to work, and, you know, I was banging on the stage door. Hello? Where's everybody? And I don't know what happened. I guess they're closed.
They won't let you back in?
Because is when he's kicked off.
Nobody told me. Nobody told me. I just figured, you know, I'm supposed to go back to work because I'm ready.
Why is he calling Dan
Wait,
Patrick?
You're on hiatus.
They're friends. They were friends.
Oh. No, we're on forced hiatus. They said, you get ready, we'll get ready. And I got ready. I went back. Nobody's there. I don't know what to tell you, Dan. Nobody's
crazy.
There.
They didn't tell him.
How do they tell you? You're the star of Two and a Half Men. So do you? Who decides when you get to? You can't do One and a Half Men.
No. And that was clearly revealed when they had to bring me back this year, you know. I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm just, I'm here and I'm ready.
Yeah, funny.
They're not
sounds
bringing
fine.
It, you know.
When are you
right there.
Pretty much.
To start shooting again?
But does he get into Tiger blood later on in this?
Oh, sure, this is really long.
I feel like Dan had him on every day after this, which is pretty brilliant.
We'll skip ahead and see where they're at.
Together here, just chilled. You know, it was pretty mellow. We just watched the game, a bunch of knucklehead fans, and, you know, we're not gamblers, so when it was over, nobody was involved personally, you know?
Yeah, but your little get-togethers are different than my little get-togethers.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know what yours
So we had the two
like.
Girlfriends,
well, mine
too.
Would be just wings and a keg of beer.
Right. I mean, but with friends, maybe? I don't know.
With the Danettes, with guys?
Yeah, good. Mine was that without the beer, because, you know, we are clean across the board right now.
You're Gatorade, aren't you?
Yeah, but G2. G2, right in the middle.
Are you sponsored now? Is chocolate milk or Gatorade going to sponsor you?
Let's put out a challenge right now. I mean, if I'm not a got milk...
I don't know. I don't remember this interview, anything from it, though.
No, but if people know it's
I just remember
this,
the Adonis DNA.
Is that the first one? Was it the Today Show he went ape shit on?
Yeah.
He was kind of... I mean, he was just saying crazy shit, but it was funny.
It was Good Morning America, I think.
Entitled to, I suppose, interpret stuff.
He's smoking
as
during
must.
The interview.
A doctor of. What
some are
doctor
saying
of?
That you're bipolar.
Wow, what does that mean?
I guess that you know you're on two ends of the spectrum.
Wow, and then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? Not gonna happen. By winning. I win here and I win there. Now what? If I'm bipolar, aren't there moments where a guy like crashes and like in the corner, like, oh my God, it's all my mom's fault? Shut up. Stop. Move forward.
Have you had any celebrities reach out
like
to you?
Some of the stuff he's saying there.
Like radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and just radical people. And they're not telling me what to do.
Who gave you the best piece of advice?
Well, they didn't give me any advice. And within that, there's great advice. It was just love. And so, you know, just to see, it's oftentimes says unknown, but occasionally, you know, a giant marquee name comes through on your caller ID, and it's like, winning.
When was the last one you used?
I use a blender, I use a vacuum cleaner, I use, household items. When was the last time I ingested or took drugs?
Yes, when was the last time you took drugs?
Such an AA stupid expression or term. I don't remember. I do not remember.
A week ago, 2 weeks
Maybe
ago,
a month
2 days
ago,
ago.
6 weeks. I don't know. It was a couple days before the suits rolled in and said, change it. Change everything. We're shutting you down.
Tell me about the last time you took drugs.
The last time I took drugs, I probably took more than anybody could survive. you know.
What are we talking about? How much?
I don't know, man. I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
How do you survive that?
Because I'm me. I'm different. I just have a different constitution. I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different, you know, I get tiger blood, man.
You don't worry that you're going to die when you take that many drugs?
Dying's for fools.
But you're only human.
Now, there's certain blends I will not entertain because that's how people go down. I'm too smart to do that. So, you know, I'm sorry for the guys that happened to, but, you know, you should have read the directions before you showed up at the party, you know?
So you actually have a strategy about how you take your drugs?
No, I just have a couple of rules. I don't know if it's a strategy.
You're clean right now.
Sure.
When, so is this better now? Your life now, clean with your children.
Yeah,
is
no, it
better
perfect.
Than being
better.
On drugs?
Perfect.
Is this really a reasonable question to ask?
It doesn't compare. They're whole different realities, you know? There's great things about both, but what I'm harnessing now is absolute, you know, focus. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. I've come back from a place that, you know, people can put labels on it and they can figure all this stuff out. They can try to like normalize it, boring, stupid, you know, and that's fine. But for me, it's I've just answered to a higher calling and it happened in a blink of an eye and I'm totally excited by it, you know.
Remember the other guy that he did an interview with that started this downfall was Alex Jones.
Oh, he was on Alex Jones?
Yeah. That was right before he was kicked off.
Remember that? Because he was into conspiracy theories.
9/11 in particular. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yep. The next one's Chris Brown, and you know I think
when he beat up the GMA set.
Yeah, when he beat up the Green Room, followed by Misha Barton.
Oh God.
Oh boy.
Quickly, we could have forgotten
this
that.
One.
Flat Earth. bye. Like.
It's a crazy video.
Oh my god,
video.
It's over.
What's wrong with her?
Drugs. Angry. Oh my god. Oh my mother. I always knew it. Oh, you fucking witch. I knew it. What a witch.
Holy shit.
I was right. I was right.
Who are you yelling at, Barton?
Oh boy.
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh yeah, this is cool.
He had
a lot of different.
Yeah, what birth?
Always going
just yelling at the cops.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's a real asshole.
Yep, and all his different art projects. Mariah Carey again. New Year's Eve, 2017.
Oh yeah.
That was awesome. That was great.
Where she's just not, you know, the microphone's just completely down, yet she's singing.
She'd never
it's crazy. Tea. Yeah, that's a big one,
and
I guess.
And Kanye West again for his
TMZ?
SNL
really
speech.
A meltdown.
Wait, what did you do on SNL? I don't remember that.
That was when he kind of hijacked.
Oh, at the end of the show?
Yeah, when they're like, they didn't want me to wear this hat.
And then the list gets wrapped up by Heather Locklear, who's obviously had some issues as early as last year. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something's really wrong there.
It's a good
celebrities,
list.
They're not like us.
Wait, was Heather number one?
Well,
I think it's chronological.
Yeah,
order.
I think it went by date.
I'm trying to think what outbursts or meltdowns
are missing.
Were included. There's definitely a Mel Gibson one missing. One of those, both of those. What about Pat O'Brien?
Oh,
God, that
was phenomenal.
Can we play the unedited phone messages? The unedited work.
Betsy.
Save message, Sunday, 7:09 p.m.
These are so weird.
You are so hot. Hell, I want to you. So hot. You are hot. Please leave me a voicemail. Go to the bathroom and leave me a voicemail. Bye.
Saved message, Sunday, 7:48 p.m.
I'm so into you. But Betsy's so jealous.
Betsy.
Sam's facts, and I want to suck your but you have to be in the Betsy. I told Betsy that you answered her. And
pushing his voice.
Oh, yeah.
Betsy, just look at me and say yes. But I want to lick your and make you so much. And get crazy.
Crazy.
When did texting become really popular?
Oh, yeah,
like Like, when did people really just start texting?
That's the last message?
Just, couldn't he just start, wouldn't he be better off if he just texted this chick and still leaving voicemails?
Saved message, Sunday, 7:51 p.m.
Just say yes.
Saved message, Sunday, 8 p.m.
Excuse me. I'm so into you. And yes, pay attention to Betsy, but let's have fun.
I'm so into you.
Check this message and then just say to me, yes. And just can watch us. Let's just have fun. And I don't do this for a living. It's just like new to me. But I want to make you crazy.
Bye. Sunday, 9:04 p.m.
Excuse me. You're so hot.
I watch you and Betsy eat each other. That's fun.
I think Betsy dumped him.
Well, he went to rehab. I don't know what the rehab was for, leaving bad voicemails.
Ira Hunter. Ira Hunter. Get crazy, get some coke.
Yeah.
Hey.
You're going to rehab. That's why I've called six times. I don't do this.
I know one that wasn't included on that list. I'm not sure if it would count because it's a news person and not a celebrity, but the...
Who's asking for a Labor Day rundown in my ear? Someone in that control room is out of control. There's insanity in the control room tonight. You have insanity in my earpiece. Every time we go to a SOT, there's a woman talking in my ear about something that has nothing to do with what we're doing here. Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it?
I don't know. It's
Where's the hammer?
It's
is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
Oh, I would so take my
stop
time.
Stop the hammering.
Going to the next floor.
Yeah, and on that note.
That's tomorrow. And that is it for us today.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one.
Okay, I don't know what... Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there is.
Live!
Sting, yeah.
Okay, but... Okay. Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Ready? Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
Sting is going to do... It's a video. Sting video. Okay.
What is...
For credits.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean?
I think done the show for...
To end the show?
Yeah.
Years?
Yeah.
At this point?
All right, go, go.
In 5, 4, 3...
That's tomorrow, and that is it.
Again, 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Whoa.
No. We'll do it live. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Do it live.
Such
I can
a solid
write it,
fuck
and
it.
We'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah.
That's my favorite drop. Fucking thing sucks.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album.
What a pro.
Take it away.
I know.
See, now that's akin to this one.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication.
Oh, this is a good meltdown.
And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all
understand.
Mike
Dick is a pretty good meltdown.
Whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Isn't the Ponderous one
likes.
Better?
Dear Casey,
or did you say Ponderous
this
on this
may
one?
Seem to
this
be a strange dedication
oh,
request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles. But he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone?
Ooh.
Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Here's Ditka.
I want to know, instead of getting mad at the way his team played, why did during the press conference, why did it appear that Mike was holding back, trying not to cry like the baby that he is?
I my office is at 250 North Washington. Anytime you want to meet me there, you call me back on the air. You tell me what time and when, and I will whip your ass. You got that, big boy?
Big boy.
It's easy to hide behind a microphone.
Yep,
son.
It is.
Let's get your face out in public and let's live where people have to see you every day. And we'll see who the gutless wonder is.
And then can't forget this one.
Oh. Now, look, we're going to do this for a little while, and that's it. Because I am not going to do it the way you want. I will never be able to do it your way. I can only do it my
lady.
Way. Wait a minute, lady. I'm not doing it any way other than the best that I can do. And if you are not satisfied with my best, then that's too bad. So we're going to have to reach a solution or a resolution very soon. You cannot keep telling me what you think is
the right thing,
the better thing, the better thing, the better thing, because I don't even know who the hell you are. After 50 years in this business, I'm not going to take all the interpretations from you. You asked me to do this. You didn't tell me that I'm going to have to sit here and take all of these goddamn directions from you. You didn't tell me that, did you? Which I'm doing now. So let's do this thing and know that we are getting close to
Burnout. Uh-oh.
Ah, bull! You love everything, but. That's loving nothing.
All right, get us out of here, Brandon.
Well, we forgot the most famous one.
What?
Getting together.
Oh.
Good. Could I have one more go, Lawson, please? Sorry.
What?
Could I have just one more take of that?
Why?
I love how taken aback
right.
he is.
Yeah. Look, I'm not used to having more than one person in there. One more word out of you and you go. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
I take directions from one person under protest, but from two, I don't sit still. But who the hell are you, anyway?
Well, I'm the engineer.
Why the hell are you asking me for another one?
Well, I thought there was a slight bunk, and I would like, just like to be saved.
What's a gunk?
Jesus.
Doesn't he pour something?
What is a gunk? Do you mind telling me what that is?
A bang from outside.
A bang from outside.
Such a dick.
Repeats everything.
He's taking his sweet ass time.
Could I see Mrs. Rogers for a minute, please?
Certainly.
Love how polite the engineer is.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there. We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Once a director, always a director.
We're talking about them growing, and she's picked them.
Yeah.
On what?
In July.
I don't understand you, then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas, when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always.
Yes.
I'm always past that.
You are?
Yes. Well, that's about where I say in July.
Can you emphasize a bit in July?
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July, and I'll go down on you. It's just idiotic if you'll forgive
all right.
me.
Good enough. Get us out of here. The funny thing about that Casey Kasem one is he's doing this stupid scripted show. He just happens to be the voice of it. It takes off, and all of a sudden, he's just this incredible prima donna.
We can't handle an up-tempo record into a dog dedication. Oh, my God, what a tragedy.
Doesn't that show that he didn't write it?
So yeah.
What did he really do?
He just was the voice. He was just a VO guy, a voiceover guy.
Ridiculous.
You know, the show did really well, and I listened to it. The show was well done, but there was nothing that special about him.
I like when he gets mad because he's got promos running inside the Portland Trailblazers game.
I know, which is good. You should be glad for that.
Not in Casey's world.
Yeah, didn't have his permission for his precious name.
Hey, Sheila E. tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Sheila E.
American percussionist.
I'm trying to remember where she's playing.
Is that what it says on Google?
She's the soundboard, isn't she?
Yeah, Motor City Soundboard.
I'm going to look it up.
Oh, you don't believe me?
No, I just want to get the date. If anybody knows it. Soundboard.
I feel like we're in a race.
Da, 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 da. There it is.
Sheila E. Soundboard on February 7th, 2019, which is a Thursday.
I just got a big rundown on the last time she was here with Earth, Wind, and Fire. She supposedly put on a fantastic show. Just blew people away who were there to see Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Cool.
So, yeah,
good.
She's still cool. She'll be here tomorrow, along with whatever else. So we'll see you. Hope you have a good Monday.
Boy, this is fucking ponderous, man. Ponderous. Fucking ponderous.